The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Was the week before Christmas when all through the gym there were basketballs bouncing in the house built by Joe Sims. The banners were hung by the rafters with care in hopes that new ones soon would be there. The players were huddled in their locker rooms while discussing their opponent's impending doom. Coach Walker was there, and Edwards was too, talking about the wins they'd have when the night was through. When out in the parking lot there arose such a clatter, they sprang from the gym to see what was the matter. Away to the hallway they flew like a flash and knocked over the gatekeepers who lost count of their cash. When what to their wondering eyes should appear, it was Joe Burns and Hampton, both drawing near. So they whistled and shouted and called to their teams, now Eliza, now Abby, now Zoe, Hallie, and Bradley, only thy own Keaton, on Jeff, Grant, and Jimmy. And I heard them exclaim with all of their might, Merry Christmas to all, we're going to beat you tonight. Welcome, folks, to the inaugural Clay County Christmas Classic.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TGS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome, listeners, to the first night of the inaugural Clay County Classic. This is the Carquest pregame show, our third broadcast of this young basketball season here in Clay County. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm privileged to be here describing the action for you tonight. Later on, former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will be joining me. For now, as always, I'm joined by a man who spreads as much cheer as Santa Claus himself, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Daniel, and I also want to thank you for that great intro to tonight's broadcast. I know you took some time to do that. Very creative, Daniel.
A little bit.
It is the season.
It is. If you're listening and you didn't hear that part, when this thing goes final, go back and listen to it. Got a great game going in front of us right now. Of course, Clay County girls going to be going on here at the 6 o'clock hour, but Thomas, 2:25 left in regulation between Jackson County, a double-A team, and Bradley Central, another larger classification team, 40-36 right now. Jackson County leading. Been a good game.
It has been, and of course, Bradley Central will be an opponent for the Dogs tomorrow night during our broadcast. And you talked about it, Dan. This is something special here tonight, the inaugural Clay County Christmas Classic. You have to commend the Smith family and Eco Pounds of Tennessee for getting this thing going. Coach Rob Beveridge, Andrew Meadows, all the guys, the folks and faculty here at the school, took a big effort to pull this thing off, and it looks like it's going great.
I agree 100%. Something Coach Edwards has wanted for a while, like you said. Eco Panels donor Shane Smith making it happen through his sponsorship. I think they'll do it each year for a long time.
And some good competition here. And both the Clay County teams are kind of looking to get back on track as the Lady Dogs take on a team from just up the actually, it's about a two-hour trip, I guess, but a region opponent in Joe Burns. And the Dogs, you know, Hampton is coming from about 250 miles away, but they'll be ready, and they're coming in here with an 8-0 record.
Right, a single-A team that we have played before in the state tournament, so we could run into them again as well.
And there's another group that's always ready, folks, and that's our sponsors. We hope you'll let them know how much you appreciate them helping us get on the air tonight. And go out and do business with them. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Holland Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy of next week's paper for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Del Holland Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for the Clay County Christmas Classic here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust.
I had Burksville in there.
Most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949,
you're hot.
But they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Holland Horizon recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing Clay County's most recent games. Daniel, I got summaries from the Jamestown games where we took on York, but not from the Red Barn Springs contest where both Clay County teams the Lady Dogs kind of struggled a little bit with the Lady Red Dogs and beat them, I think, 45-40. And then Clay County blew out the other Bulldog team in Red Bull and Springs. Grant Strong scored his 2,000th point in that game and had 31. So two good district wins there.
They were, and I don't think on the girls' side it was as much about Clay County playing poorly as it was Red Bull being a pretty strong girls' team. So across this five-team district on the girls' side, pretty even from top to bottom.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll dive into these York games. The story talking about how the Lady Bulldogs capped a good week with a narrow 56-53 overtime loss to York Thursday night. Clay County matched the team from Jamestown basket for basket in an evenly played first half before the Lady Dogs gained an advantage in the third period. York then came on down the stretch and reclaimed a one-point lead four times in the final minutes, the last of which Clay County countered to knot it up at 49 with 7.7 seconds remaining. Lady Dogs then turned back York on the game-winning attempt, and one of their own was accurately waved off by officials, and the game went into overtime. There, the Lady Dogs built a 53-51 lead with under a minute to play, which was answered by a York three-pointer just seconds later, and they took control for the three-point win from there. Riley Burchett scored 19, Abby Head had 12, Hallie Buford 8, Zoe Hayes 7, Cherokee Upton 3, Madison Hayes 2, and Isabella Hale scored 2. Daniel, it was a loss. We talked about this on the boys' side. There's a such thing as a good loss. And the way the Lady Dogs played up there, I thought that was a really good loss.
I agree 100%. I listened to the game on the radio, and it's a great effort. That's a strong Lady Dragon team, double-A team. I think they play out of District 8, and maybe a favorite to win that with Macon County being down this year and some others. York, a good girls basketball team.
No doubt. Unlike the girls, the Dogs ran into a buzzsaw in the former York Institute last Thursday night as the Dragons shot lights out in a 96-70 victory over Clay County. York made 5 three-pointers in the open 8 minutes and led 25-18 at the end of the first quarter before increasing their margin to 14 at halftime. Then in the third frame, the Dragons outscored the Dogs 28-12 to go up by 30 and essentially put the game away. York shot 15 for 29 from behind the arc, which equated to a three-point shooting percentage of 51.7% in the contest, while Clay County only made just over 20% of their attempts from three. Grant Strong did finish with 30. Jeff Spivey had 11. Jimmy Burchett had 11. Andrew Smith, 7. Lance Burchett, 3. John Hamilton, Wyatt Browning, Nate Adams, and Hayden Adams, all 2, Daniel. So you look at it, Clay County scored 70 points, had 3 players in double figures, 1 with 30. You'd think they'd have won that game, but not the way York played that night.
No, 2 big stories there. Number 1, Keaton Arms, very limited action again. He sat out. And number 2, I don't care who you're playing. When they shoot the way the York Dragons did, you're probably going to lose the basketball game. I think 15 three-pointers is
That's
a team
right.
Perhaps they hit. Of course, Clay County's only other loss to Clinton. They hit 14 three-pointers
right.
In that game. So 42 and 45 points given up on triples in those two losses. York, another one. Head coach Rodney Powell has got it going on with those guys. They're going to make a lot of noise at the AA level.
I totally agree with you, Daniel. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in this week's Del Hall Horizon, which will be out in racks tomorrow and in the mail on Wednesday. We also want to ask our listeners to remind your friends who are on the air tonight. Text them the link at the top of your page, post it on Facebook, give them a call and let us know. We'll be calling the inaugural Clay County Christmas Classic here in Salina tonight. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Carquest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Car Quiz pregame show. Now time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. We'll go ahead and mention, though, we do have this game in front of us still going on between Jackson County's boys and Bradley Central's boys. 19.3 seconds left on this fourth quarter clock. Jackson County with a narrow four-point lead, 46-42. So we'll go ahead and go into our update, but kind of update you as well on that game as it draws to an end here. So recent district action across District 7 on the girls' side. Tuesday night, it was Red Bull and Springs losing to Clay County, 40-45. Also Tuesday night, Coach Sims picked a couple of games right, picked Coffee County over Pickett County. They beat them 67-33. Also Tuesday night, he chose Gordonsville to beat Trousdale, and that did come to fruition. Gordonsville 51, Trousdale 28. So Coach Sims on his picks is 4-0 on the season, a perfect opening for him. On Thursday night, Clay County lost one to York, 53-56 in overtime, as Thomas just talked about. Thursday night saw Pickett County losing to Livingston, 44-66 in girls action. Friday night, Clay County was supposed to play Friendship Christian. That game got canceled due to Friendship having illness. Other District 7 action on Friday saw Gordonsville losing to Clark Range. Pretty close game, 33-49. So Gordonsville, on paper, Coach, supposed to be the worst girls team in the district, but they play arguably the best girls team in the district. 17-point game,
yeah, I think they're better than everybody thought they was going to be, and I don't think Jackson County's probably as good as people thought they'd be. He lost two or three pretty good players, and that's really affected them. And Gordonsville, Larry White at Lafayette told me he had played them in the summer, and they beat him about 30. Then he played them early in the year, and they beat him 6. So I knew they were, you know, better probably. So it really didn't surprise me that they beat Trousdale as much as they did. And did kind of surprise me that they played Pickett as close as they did, but you never know.
That's right. Saturday night action saw that same Gordonsville team we was talking about losing to in-county rival Smith County, 27-51, and one other score I missed there this past Friday. It was Red Bull and Springs Ladies going on the road, I think it was, to Monroe County, Kentucky, and they beat the Lady Falcons 51-42. Tonight's action, we got 6-2 Clay County hosting 7-2 Joe Burns here at the Christmas Classic. We'll be calling that as soon as it starts here in a few moments. Other action this week, Tuesday, Coach, this is the only game I've got for you to pick. Tomorrow night will be 3-8 Gordonsville at 3-5 Watertown. So two teams that are struggling by record. Kind of tough one. I'll let you think on it for just a moment. Other district action this week and over the holiday break, 9-1 Clark Range. Coach Lamar Rogers and Lady Buffalo is going to sunny Florida. Going to be playing in Pensacola next week during a tournament. 9-3 Pickett County is playing at the big South Fork tournament. It's being held in East Tennessee. And 9-2 Red Bull and Springs Ladies are going to be down at the State Farm Classic next week. So a lot of district teams doing different things here on the holiday break. Coach, what about it? 3-8 Gordonsville at 3-5 Watertown.
I'll probably go with Watertown just because they're a bigger school. And they've had some turmoil. They changed coaches right before the season. That kind of set them back a little. But whoever took over, I don't know who it was. They've had, you know, few weeks now to get their system in and everything, so I may be totally wrong, but I'll go with Watertown.
Their district 7A standings, two teams sitting atop the ladies standings tied for first. That's Pickett County and Clark Range, both with undefeated 2-0 district records. Clay County and Coach Walker's girls sit in third with a 1-1 district record. And the other two teams tied for fourth, Gordon's won, Red Bull and Springs, both 0-2 in the district, looking for that first conference win. That conference play, of course, will be off for the next 2 weeks. It'll get started back first week of January. The game that we were watching here, Jackson County and Bradley Central, has went final. It was Jackson County, the Blue Devils, and head coach Kevin Thomas pulling out the win, 49-43 over Bradley Central, a strong team that Clay County beat earlier in the year down at Gainesboro, always a tough place to play. Girls 7A update was brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They bring joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, this is the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for this big, I'm going to call it a Region 4 matchup, between the 6-2 Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the 7-2 Joe Burns Lady Red Devils. Reclassification this year put Clay County back in District 7, and it kicked Joe Burns, a team traditionally that was not in District 8. It kicked them over that way, and this is only the second meeting, according to the information that I've collected over the years, only the second meeting between Joe Burns and Clay County since Coach Sims took over the program back in 1987. We'll talk more personally with him about that in a minute. Joe Burns is sitting atop the District 8 standings with a 2-0 record in the district. Also joining them in District 8 are East Robertson, Merle Hyde, Trousdale County, Knowledge Academies, and STEM Academies. So, Thomas, when we go Region 4 here in February, early March, going to have some interesting matchups that we're not used to seeing. So Joe Burns, the class of this District 8 coach, was just talking about, that includes East Robertson, Merle Hyde, Trousdale County, Knowledge Academies, and STEM Academies. Some strange names in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they pretty much all have a cakewalk, you know, if they can get it down the floor, you know, because those teams, you know, sometimes they don't even play, you know, Trousdale's got a decent team, but Jim's just telling me he beat them Friday night, so he's won 2 in a row now. Jackson County has. I didn't know that. I hadn't seen that score.
Jackson beat Trousdale on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's got two wins.
Tonight, they win earlier tonight. Coach.
Yeah, they beat
Cumberland County.
Yeah. He could play with this bunch. He said they had one really good player. If you kind of keep her under control, you know, he thought he could play with them. So.
Well, that makes me hopeful for the Lady Dogs here coming. Folks, we do have a bit of an extended CarQuest pregame show here due to 15 minutes being put back on the clock at the end of that last game. Coach, something I want to talk about with you here for a minute. We don't always have time in game. As I mentioned to our listeners a few minutes ago while you were talking with Coach Brown there, according to the stuff I put together as far as a regulation contest, to my knowledge, this is the first time since 1989 that Clay County has met Joe Burns in a contest, only the second meeting since you took over all the way back in 1987, 34 years ago. That was a special one to you because it was your first sub-state appearance in your third year coaching. Ended up losing that game 52-69. I think Tricia Fox probably a junior that year. She was a senior that year. Talk about that game a little bit, Coach. The last time we met,
over the years, Joe Burns girls basketball hadn't been very good at all, you know. But they hit a little streak right there in the late '80s. That they had a big girl inside, about 6'2". They had some 5'10", 5'11" forwards, you know, and they had a good ball team. Matter of fact, unless they've changed, Joe Burns' coach was probably one of the better players on that team. I talked to her 2 years ago down at Red Bottom one night.
Jessica Holt is their coach right now.
Well,
of course, a different name, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't even remember the name, but I talked to her, and she said, I asked her, I said, was you on 89 team? She said, yeah. I said, well, I was coaching Slina when y'all beat us that night, but Trisha got in foul trouble, best I remember some, and we were pretty limited anyway. I think I only had like 8 girls dress out that night.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I had, you know, and we done pretty good to get 4 we got, I thought, but, you know, going down, of course, you know, that's just my 3rd year, the first time we'd ever got that far. We didn't really know hardly what to expect, and I guess kind of glad, happy just to have got that far, but, you know, I did everything I could to try to prepare us, but, you know, they were pretty good. I don't know if they lost the first game in the state, but they didn't win it, I know. But they had a really good team. And then after those girls were gone, they've been down for, you know, for 30 years. But now they've been pretty good the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, you had good performances that night from your top 2 stars during that season. Trisha Fox scored 22 points. She hit 10 free throws from the charity stripe. Jan Arms, I guess a class behind Trisha, she pulled down 2 classes behind her, coach says. Jan pulled down 14 rebounds to go along with 5 steals that night. So pretty good efforts out of those two.
Yeah. Well, those two had to score off pretty good for us, you know, if we were going to compete with good teams, because it was them and Glenda Scott, Judy McLaren. Jody had been starting, but she blew her knee out.
Oh, Jody.
Yeah, right after Christmas. She'd hurt it the summer before, but played as long as she could. She finally just finished it off, so... Let's see. I forgot who even the other starter was. I know Nikki Masters came off the bench. Oh, Sonya Smith. That was the other starter. She's a good player. Yeah, Sonya was good. I mean, they were all good players. But I remember, you know, I remember Trisha getting into foul trouble. I had to set her out, and we got behind and just couldn't make it up. Best I remember. That's been 35 years ago. I do remember the game, though. I remember going down there. And we played at Springfield High School because Joe Burns' little old gym at that time, it probably wasn't a seat of 200 people, you know. But I remember going to East Robertson that's before that game to get some film, and I walked in the gym, and I asked the coach, I said, y'all playing here? And they said, well, yeah. I said, it's like wasn't a seat 200, you know. And Joe Burns' gym was just like it.
Yeah.
They built them because they're in the same county.
Yep.
And but then they, of course, got new gyms since then. But, you know, East Robertson had some great boys teams about that time. You know, Carlos Groves and some of that bunch. You know, our boys, Thomas and them, used to battle them every once in a while in the region or something. But
he's probably the dad of their current star, Taylor Groves and his brother.
I think he's his uncle, I believe is what somebody told me,
okay.
Something like that. But, of course, they're just little communities out kind of in the middle of nowhere, kind of like we are, you know.
Yeah.
But, of course, we've been to Joe Burns. You know, it's not as big as Hermann Springs where I live at. You know, there ain't hardly nothing out there, you know. But
pretty small. A lot of tobacco.
Yeah.
Other action that's going on, I'm going to mention it real quick. We'll mention it again later on the broadcast. We'll go to break in just a moment, come back to Tipsy Steak. But voting for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame has just got started here. It'll be open until December 31st through midnight at the end of the year. And Thomas has worked hard as the president of the committee, getting everything ready. And his dad, Bob, on the internet side, handles all the electronic ballots and voting. And the way that works, the people that get to vote are committee members and the current members that are in the hall. So we've probably got around 90 individuals that will have the opportunity to vote over the next 2 weeks. And just a great thing, Thomas, I look forward to this time of year each year for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. The committee chose to add 4 new members to this next class. They'll be inducted against Clark Range here at Joe Sims Gym on January 21st, along with the 5 members from last year that we never got to induct. I'll let you make a comment on that before we go to break.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself, Daniel. We have a meet and greet that night before the ball game at 4:30, and we hope all these members and other folks will come out and enjoy that beforehand. And we also, if you're hearing us here tonight and you are a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member and you know someone else that is, encourage them to cast their ballot. We have really good participation, but
yeah. We'd
like to get them in as fast as we can. We've got a couple of weeks now. But remind everybody.
That's right. There should be an email in your inbox right now, just waiting to be open to do that vote. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network, come back on the Carquest Free Game Show, and do Tipsy's final take after word from our sponsors.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Holler One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on the Carquest pregame show, drawing close to the tip-off of this contest. That means it's time for Titchy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, we'll let you start it off. What's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Titchy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team keeping it rolling tonight. And, you know, you normally wouldn't say that after a loss, but in my opinion, that overtime loss up at York was as good as any win you can have. Because if Clay County plays like they did against the Lady Dragons from here on out, they're going to open some eyes, I think, not just here in Upper Cumberland, but across the state. Coach Sims, this Lady Dog team took a big step up in Jamestown the other night and showed what they're capable of. I don't know a whole lot about Joe Burns. We just talked about him a little bit. But if they keep playing like this, Clay County's got a chance to beat anybody, including this team tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if we're without Bradley and Abby, that's going to put a damper on what we are able to do, I think. But
I don't either. Good looking.
Yeah. Of course, we were able to beat somebody without Bradley and Bella. Of course, we don't have Bella now, but that's kind of that would frustrate me, to no end with all these injuries and sicknesses and everything. I never had to deal with that much, Every once in a while you get one hurt, but usually if they're hurt, they're out for the year or something, but yeah, this has to be frustrating, not knowing who's going to be able to play, but, you just go with what you got, and, hopefully that's good enough. Like I said, we beat, without them? Clinton, that's who it was. At night that Maddie and Isabella both had a pretty good game. So, from what Jim Brown said about this bunch, they got one really good player. We need to, kind of slow her down a little, and maybe nobody else won't kill us, and, we can find a way to score a few points ourselves.
Certainly, playing without two of those starters is going to be a big story here. We're going to have to see how that unfolds as it goes down the stretch in this contest. That's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We've got about 1 minute before the girls come over to the benches and they announce the starting lineups. Going to go back and play about a 30-second ad, may run two. Regardless, we'll be back in less than 60 seconds.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, time for the
announcing of the starting lineups here at Joe Sims Gym. So we'll go ahead and do it here on the Horizon Sports Network, the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Vaughn. First of all, for the Joe Burns Lady Red Devils, their head coach Jessica Holt, they're playing out of District 8 single A. As we mentioned, this is a Region 4 matchup. We very well could run into these Lady Red Devils again when Region 4 play starts in March. Their overall record 7-2 in starting for the Lady Red Devils. A senior number 44, Brooke Dallin. Senior number 34, Reese Payne. Sophomore number 10, Julia Arms. A senior number 33, Grayson Bryant. And a sophomore number 4, Millie Putnam. Joe Burns, of course, the visiting team. They're dressed in their white travel jerseys, have red numerals on them, or red waistband there at the top of the shorts, red strap down the side. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, he's in his sixth season overall. Coach Walker has 111 wins to 58 losses during his tenure here at Clay County. A 6-2 record on the season this year. Clay County, of course, playing out of District 7 single A. Starting for Clay County tonight, a junior, number 40, Isabella Hale. A senior, number 33, Cherokee Upton. A sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. A senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. And a senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. State Farm Girls starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Vaughn. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County, the home team, dressed in their black home jerseys, gold numerals on them, gold strap down the side of them. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left from our vantage point high atop the visiting bleachers here. The Clay County High School, Joe Burns in the first half of play, going to be shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. We have a guest PA announcer here at Clay County High School tonight. Matt Maxfield doing a nice job introducing the girls. Normal PA announcer Michael Miller must not have been available tonight. But nice to see Matt filling in. He may have aspirations to follow in the footsteps of Michael Miller once Mr. Miller decides he's done with that role.
Yeah, Maxfield doing a great job, as you said, Daniel. And pretty good crowds filed in here for a Monday night game for Clay County. We've got some other teams waiting to play. Hampton over in the corner waiting to play the Bulldogs later on. And not a bad atmosphere here for visitors from the Christmas tournament.
Absolutely. And this is the inaugural Christmas Classic. As we know, when you first start things up, they just grow with time and get to be bigger. So I expect that to take place, like you said. For Monday night action, the week of Christmas, a good crowd on hand, and it's time to get this one going. Going to be Dowling stepping into the circle to tip for it against Tally Buford. Buford controls the tip, gets it back to Zoe Hayes. Zoe going to walk across the timeline. As we mentioned, Abby Head and Bradley Burchett, starters for Clay County, both out tonight. Buford with it, left corner, bounce pass inside Dizzy Hale, shot up left by good. Hale on the board. Coach Walker using full court pressure here off the get-go. Lady Red Devils beat it, though. They get it in the hands of Bryant. She's at right wing, kicks it over to Payne at the top of the key. Payne drives the left side of the lane, has the ball knocked out of her hands by Hale. Joe Burns the inbound from their own baseline.
And you mentioned the absence of Burchett and Head, Coach. You're looking at about 30, 35 points a game between those two.
Yeah. That's concerns me, I'll put it that way. But maybe, I mean, if she scored the first time, you know, maybe she can get 10 or 15 like she did the other day. Yeah, she started. I'm sure Madison will get in here in a little while.
Ball stolen away from the Lady Red Devils by Cherokee Upton. She was fouled by Grayson Bryant, who picks up her first personal contest, Joe Burns' first team foul. Yeah, talking about Head and Burchett on the season. Burchett, the leading scorer, averaging 16.3 a game. Head right behind her with 12, according to stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows. He makes sure, Thomas, before each broadcast, he updates them for our benefit, so I make sure we use them.
Yeah, and they're really nice to have. Coach Meadows does a great job of getting us those numbers. And they're nice to have as far as free throw percentage, minutes played, on and on. They're really
Very detailed.
Yeah, and honestly, half the stuff I don't even bring to you because it's very complex. He does an outstanding job. Ball taken away by the Lady Red Devils. Hale knocks it out of bounds, out of the hands of Joe Burns. So Joe Burns, again, going to be inbound in here. Clay County had that empty possession on that last time there. Foul going to be called on Upton. And it's going to send senior Brooke Dallin to the line to shoot. A little bit of length here on Joe Burns' team coach.
Yeah.
Not a lot of size in terms of body weight, but some tall girls.
Yeah, 34 and 44, their best player there. They're pretty tall.
Dallin knocks down the first free throw. 2-1 the score. Clay County with this one-point lead right now. 6:50 mark first quarter. Second one's away. And also good by Dallin. And Thomas, you brought up that was the name of the Red Devil quarterback back during football season, potentially assembling of his.
Could be. Great athlete he was, Daniel. And it's always a battle when you go to Joe Burns and play them on the gridiron. And Dallin is also living up to it here
on the
hardwood.
Hallie Buford with the assist there. She kicked it across the paint. Izzy Hale, who scored from right block. Hale with all four of Clay County's points early in this one. 2-4 the score. Joe Burns quickly down, misses the shot. Rebound Buford. Buford to Jenkins. Jenkins across to Upton. Now Zoe Hayes, three-pointer top of the key. No good. Kept alive and rebounded by the Lady Red Devils. It's going to be Dallin who comes away with it. She's going to run the point, bring it down the floor, set up at the top of the key where she's defended by Buford. Kicks it to Bryant, hit right wing, and her three-pointer from right wing, good. Joe Burns takes their first lead of the contest, 5-4. 5:50 and ticking, first quarter. Hayes inside, shot up from right block, no good. It was an underhanded layup, almost got wedged between the side of the rim and the backboard. Fell back down, though. Rebounded by Brooke Dallin. She goes coast to coast, puts in the layup, putting the Red Devils up 7-4. Clay County with the basketball, trailing by three. Hayes at the top of the key, works to Buford right wing. Hallie backs it out, picks it up, kicks to Upton now. Cherokee wants to drive baseline. Gets turned away, back to the hands of Buford. Buford going to spin into the paint and be fouled. Credit number 34, Reese Payne, the senior, with the foul. So a pretty upperclassman heavy starting crew here for head coach Jessica Holt and the Lady Red Devils of Joe Burns, three seniors starting on this squad, joined by two sophomores, Thomas. And we see the first substitution of the night is Millie Putnam comes out.
And the length of Dowling and Payne is really affecting Clay County here on the defensive end. And we've seen that they're capable on the offensive end, too, as they lead by three here, Daniel, 7-4, 5 minutes left in the first.
Foul was on the floor a few moments ago. Clay County on the inbound. Buford fired a triple from left wing. Shot was no good. Rebounded by the Lady Red Devils. They head the other way. And a timeout going to be taken here by Coach Holt. 5 minute mark of this first quarter. It's Joe Burns 7, Clay County 4.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here coming out of this 30-second timeout, 5-minute mark, first quarter. So start to the contest, Joe Burns 7, Clay County 4. As we mentioned a couple times already, the Lady Dogs playing without starters Abby Head and Riley Burchett. I assume sickness has crept in. Had a lot of stuff going on around Clay County this last week at school and stuff. Hopefully those two young ladies are okay.
And you see Buford attack the basket there, and then Jenkins get the rebound, Daniel. But that's what we're going to have a different kind of offensive identity from Clay County with Burchett and Head on the shell.
Jenkins' putback was no good. Rebounded by Joe Burns. They come the other way, and now a foul on the floor. Going to be called against Dizzy Hale. No, Hallie Buford picks up the personal. Hallie's first. Clay County's second team foul. I missed the other one. Each team with two fouls right now. Coach Sims, thoughts early in this one?
Well, we're struggling to score, you know. We need to, try to limit 44 there. We just give her a wide open three.
Dallin knocks it down from about 4 feet behind right arc. Good player.
Yeah, she's supposed to be really good.
Clearly the one Coach Brown was talking about earlier. Hayes tries to answer with a three-pointer of her own. No good. And a foul going to be called on Hallie Buford. Buford a little bit out of position. Good hustle trying to get the loose ball rebound. But she's called for the over-the-back. Second personal for Buford.
And you can see the prowess of Dallin, Daniel. She's got 7 points already midway through this first quarter. And she's done it from all over the floor. She just shot a long-range three. Well, she got a rebound put back. And she scored also in the paint.
Yeah, she's big enough to go inside.
She can post up if she chooses. You're right. Maddie Hayes pulls down a rebound off a missed Joe Burns shot. Hayes has done a nice job during her sophomore campaign playing here. Buford with it, ahead to Hale. Shot no good from right block. Rebounded by Hayes. Hayes kicks over to Zoe Hayes. Now up to three-pointer, top of the key, good.
Needed that.
Upton, a good outside shooter. And she knocks down her first triple of the contest. 10-7 the score. Clay County trailing by three. 3:33 mark of this first quarter. Joe Burns quickly inside, give and go, give the bucket to number 33, Grayson Bryant, putting Joe Burns up 12-7. Now up to another way quickly. Jump shot, left block, no good. Rebound Hale. Hale loses the handle, and it's none other than Dallin. We've talked about her a lot. She comes up with a loose ball quickly now the other way. She's into the paint. Left block shot up, no good. She was fouled, though. Dallin going to go to the line. She's a perfect 2 of 2 so far on the night from that spot. No doubt Joe Burns excited, Coach, about what they can do this season. Three seniors starting on this squad. Always a nice number to have there.
Yeah, like we said, you know, they're probably going to have a cakewalk in their district right now. They're going to have a hard time winning the game against our top four teams, I think.
I agree. Well, you saw that last year when we go over to Van Buren. You know, they were 19-2 or something, and Lady Dogs go beat them. And, we were 19-9, so they were probably, you know, 27
like, yeah, they
was
like,
or something.
Yeah, way up to 20s.
Yeah. So that's what you get into. Joe Burns may come into the region tournament with a similar style record.
Yeah. But they may beat us tonight, but now we get all of our players back. I don't think they will.
On the floor for Clay County here, Lacey Wicks, who checked in, joined by Madison Hayes, Cherokee Upton, Eliza Jenkins, and Zoe Hayes. Three-pointer taken and hit by Upton. She's got the hot hand, Coach.
Yeah.
Two three-pointers.
Yeah, that's her strong suit, shooting at three.
14-10 the score. Clay County trailing by four. Joe Burns with the basketball, quickly into the paint. Are the Lady Red Devils taken away by Wicks. Wicks, a promising young player, seeing some substantial action early in this one.
What little I've seen of her, I like her. She's athletic. She can run. Of course, her mama played for me.
Brooke Smith Wicks.
Yep.
A good player herself.
Yes, she was.
Maddie Hayes inside with the basketball. Shot was no good, but she was fouled. Hayes going to go to the line to shoot two. Hayes, I believe, a pretty strong shooter from that spot. An 83% free throw shooter on the year.
That's good.
And had several attempts. She was 10 of 12 coming into tonight's action.
That's really good for a post player. A lot of times they have a hard time hitting the foul shots.
She's got a good stroke to it. Hits her first there. Second one's away. Also good. And that's one thing I've noticed about Hayes. You know, I think you get to the free throw line a lot and that pressure's on you because everybody's watching you. She's cool under pressure.
Yeah.
Don't get excited. And just does what she needs to do. We've got a single possession contest. Thomas 14-12. Joe Burns with the ball in the lead.
Yeah, what a matchup we got going here. Dallin being guarded by the freshman Wicks here. Coach talked about her length and her athletic ability. Well, Coach Walker's putting it to work against Dallin.
Lady Dogs with the steal. Zoe Hayes with it. Kicks ahead to Upton. Now Madison Hayes in the paint. Once again, she's fouled. Going to go to the line again. She's 2 of 2 on the night. 1:58 mark first quarter. Hayes could tie it up here if she hits them both. 14-12, Clay County trailing.
And we talked about the absence of Head and Burchett giving some other players opportunity here. And we see the senior Upton. She's kind of struggled to start the year. She's come in, made 2 3-pointers here in the first quarter, and that's been huge, hasn't it, Coach Sims?
It sure has. We'd still be six if she hadn't hit them, probably.
Or eight. Hayes playing about 9 minutes a contest through these first 8 games this year. Hayes missed the first free throw, hits the second, so we've got a 1-point game. Joe Burns 14, Clay County 13. Minute 50 and ticking here in this first quarter of the Clay County Christmas Classic. Two other games already took place today. It was Jackson County's ladies beating Cumberland County Kentucky girls. And then we saw the Jackson County boys beat the Bradley Central boys in a good contest. Good defense sees Lacey Wicks knocking the ball out of the hands of Dallin. It goes out of bounds. Joe Burns maintains possession, but Thomas, you called it, the freshman coming in here disrupting the fine play of the senior Dallin.
Yeah, Dallin already with 9 points here in this first quarter and two possessions in a row. Lacey Wicks, a freshman, taking care of the senior on the offensive end.
Jenkins with the rebound, comes down, gives it to Wicks. Hershon, no good there by the 18-foot jumper just inside the three-point arc. Rebounded by Joe Burns. Bryant with it, right wing, kicks across the Dallin, top of the key. Swatted away again by Wicks. It's Bryant who comes out and picks up the loose ball, though. Swings it over to Putnam. Putnam now hands to Arms.
You see the Lady Red Devils a little out of sync with Dallin being taken out of the game. Another good defensive play, this time by Eliza Jenkins and Maddie Hayes converging on, I think, but they're going to call a foul.
Millie Putnam had it. Foul was on the floor against Madison Hayes. Cherokee Upton checks out. Easy Hale checks in, going with that two-post set.
Yep.
Madison Hayes and Easy Hale both in right now. Joining Hayes and Hale are Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, and Lacey Wicks.
An offensive foul call on Carolyn Reed right there, Daniel. Illegal screen on the inbounds play. Clay County regains possession.
Each team with 5 team fouls here. A lot of fouling in this first quarter play. 45 seconds and ticking left in this opening stanza. Hayes inside. Nice move. Dipped the ball down to her hip. Away
good.
From the defender. Came up.
Give us a lead back.
15-14 now. Lady Dogs in front for the first time since early in this quarter. 30 seconds and ticking. Dallin with it at the top of the key for Joe Burns. Drives the right side of the lane. Good defense by Wicks and Hayes. Kicks her back out. She hands off to Bryant. And Eliza Jenkins is going to be called for the body contact foul against her.
Going to be shooting a lot of fouls off that second quarter, looks like.
Certainly are. 16 fouls now against Clay County. 5 for Joe Burns. Bryant with it. Drives inside. Has the shot blocked by Madison Hayes. Her mom, Stephanie Rich, probably the all-time leading shot blocker at Clay County High School. Even though she just started 2 years, blocked a lot of shots.
Yeah, she did. I don't know if she was or not. You know, she's only on the team 2 years.
Right. 10 seconds and ticking now. Joe Burns on the inbound. Dallin with it. Step back jumper's no good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Dishes off to Zoe Hayes. Hayes ahead to Jenkins. Eliza with it. 3 seconds. Reverse layup. No good. Rebounded. Put back by Maddie Hayes. Good at the buzzer. What a finish to this opening quarter. And now you hear the Clay County fans come to life for the first time in the contest. At the end of one, it's Clay County 17, Joe Burns 14.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County High School for the Clay County Christmas Classic brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Red Devils 17-14 heading into the second quarter. Leading Clay County so far tonight, Madison Hayes has 7 points. Cherokee Upton, 2 big threes for 6. Isabella Hale has 4. The Lady Red Devils of Joe Burns are being led by the senior Brooke Dallin, 9 first quarter points, and Grayson Bryant has 5, Daniel.
Clay County with the basketball to open up this second quarter on the floor for the Lady Dogs. Madison Hayes, Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, Izzy Hale, and Cherokee Upton. Hale inside, spins into the paint, shot up no good. Foul's called, though. It could go against two different girls. We'll have to see who's giving it. And it is number 34.
Got 3.
Reese Payne, her third.
Her third biggest girl.
16 fouls for either squad now. Hale misses the front end of her two shots on the season. Hale, a 50% free throw shooter. She'd hit 2 of 4 entering tonight's contest. Hale playing about 10 minutes a game on average, according to stats provided to us, so some big minutes off the bench. She got the start tonight, though, due to Bradley Burchett being out sick. Misses both of those free throws. Still 17-14. Clay County in front by 3. Three-pointer taken out top by Bryant. No good. Rebound Madison Hayes. She hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins passes ahead to Hale. Izzy with it in the paint. Spins. Shoots. And does not score. Rebounded by Madison Hayes. But Maddie stepped on the baseline. And it goes back the other way to Joe Burns.
And Joe Burns is going to miss the length of Reese Payne, who's sitting on the bench with 3 fouls, Daniel. That's tough for the Lady Red Devils.
Yes, she's a good player. Dallin definitely the scorer for him, but Payne, the defensive presence. Could be a good time for Clay County to expose him inside. Little give and go play alley-oop style here for Joe Burns between Julia Arms, the sophomore. Thomas, she was set up at right wing behind the arc, and clearly they wouldn't go in for the dunk variety, but more of a in-our catch and shoot there by Dallin, who gets fouled and goes to the line.
Yeah, backdoor cut right there by Dallin, and a good find as Zoe Hayes, a little undersized down there, picks up the foul, Daniel, and Dallin goes to the line. She misses the front end of that 1-1.
Foul was on the floor causing that 1-1, and as Coach Sims said, opportunity for a lot of free throws potentially here during this second quarter. Hale inside to Maddie Hayes, shot up from right block, no good, got her on rebound, put back, no good, rebounded this time by Arms. For Joe Burns.
Now she could have got one of them to go.
Arms ahead to Bryant. Bryant across the paint. Two. Back two Arms.
Wide open shot.
It was actually Putnam when I first called Arms. Putnam brought it down to the floor. Arms missed the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay Kane takes back over. 6.5 minute mark. Second quarter. 17-14 to score. Nobody has scored yet in this second quarter. Clay County with a 3-point lead. Cherokee Upton's hit 2 three-pointers already tonight. She's got it. Kicks over to Jenkins. Eliza at left wing. Now back to Zoe Hayes. She fires a long three. Good.
Big shot.
It certainly was. About 3 feet behind the arc there. So a 23-footer by Hayes extends this Clay County lead. Their biggest of the night now. 6 points. 20-14.
You know, we've seen Zoe Hayes, the senior, make some big shots. Not a lot of them, but big three-pointers. Made a huge one in that red bowling game.
Yeah, she had a big one in red bowling of the night.
Of the night against the Red Lady Dogs. It kind of gave them the lead and sealed that victory. And you see Hayes with an outlet here. And goes to the hoop and gets fouled. She's going to the line, Daniel.
Pass was stolen away from Joe Burns. And Hayes was leading the charge down the court. This is going to be shooting two. It was a shooting foul. Foul's credited to Brooke Dallin, her second personal. So the lead player on this Lady Red Devil team with 2 personals in the contest. Lacey Wicks checking back in. Eliza Jenkins going to check out.
Buford getting foul trouble.
Who?
Buford.
Buford has, I've got her for 2.
Okay, that's why she's out then.
Yeah.
For this long anyway.
On the 4-4 Clay County, Zoe Hayes, who's at the line. She missed the front end. Misses both of those free throws. Joining Hayes or Madison Hayes, Izzy Hale, Lacey Wicks, and Cherokee Upton. Joe Burns quickly, the rebound. That may pass ahead. Layup no good. Rebound Cherokee Upton. Upton with it. And a foul going to be called against Joe Burns. One official was counting a 5 second for proximity of defender. But a foul called against Putnam first, though. So they're going to walk to the other end of the floor where Cherokee's going to be at the line to shoot free throws. Coming into tonight's contest, she has not attempted a free throw on the season.
Well, you figure a good three-point shooter ought to be able to hit a foul shot, but sometimes it don't work out that way.
First one's released. No good. Rebounded by Joe Burns. It was the front end of a 1-1. And now a timeout taken by Jessica Holt, the head coach of the Lady Red Devils. 5:35 mark, second quarter. Clay County 20, Joe Burns 14.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
This back here live, coming out of this timeout, Coach Sims, we've been able to generate some offense in the absence of Head Merchant.
Yeah, we have. I was kind of worried there when we got down like 14-6 or something. We've got it inside some. Cherokee hit a couple threes, and Zoe hit a big three, so we just need to keep scoring some.
Joe Burns with the ball. Three-pointer taken by Dowling. No good. Rebound Izzy Hale. Hale under a lot of pressure. Able to work it out, though, to Upton. Upton in the front court, one-on-one. Going to dish it off to Jenkins. Layup, no good. Rebound Wicks. Wicks is put back, no good. Ball kept alive by Upton, but it goes out of bounds. Red Bowman, or not Red Bowman, they look like Red Bowman as far as their uniforms. Joe Burns is going to get back possession of it. Two strong teams here, Clay County 6-2. Their only loss is coming against Clark Range and York. Something about Fentress County, I guess, there.
Yeah, and, Joe Burns has only lost his Class 2A Cheatham County twice so far this season, Daniel. So, you know, they've dominated their schedule also.
Joe Burns misses one. Rebound by Hale. Out it passed to Jenkins. Jenkins throws it away, though. It was Dallin coming in to steal it. 4:45 marking ticking. Second quarter. Joe Burns with the ball. Dallin with an extra step. Shot up. No good. Rebound Jenkins. 20-14 the score. And as I was bragging on offensive output, both teams go cold here.
Yeah.
Hayes tries to dish inside Izzy Hale.
I don't think Joe Burns got anybody that can score much other than 44. I mean, if you don't have a big game, they're not going to beat anybody, what I've seen. Of course, the big girl's out right now. I mean, she might be able to hit a shot around the basket, but...
Yeah, nobody else is much attempted
no.
to shoot.
No, and when they have, they've been pretty ugly. You know, they ain't even got close.
Clay County on the inbound. Wicks with it. Swings to Hayes in the left corner. Back to Wicks out top. Ball knocked away by Lady Red Devil. Wicks wisely, didn't he? Go out of bounds there. Clay County maintains possession.
Yeah, and another factor there is Buford in foul trouble.
Yeah.
She's kind of your offensive-minded type player, the one that's left, Coach, and
she's been
on
one of our
right
better
now.
Players the last several games, you know. I mean, she's been getting her 10 or 11 and making some nice plays defensively, too.
Huge strides for Buford between freshman and sophomore season, and Upton knocks down her third three-pointer.
That's some offense.
Yeah.
If she could consistently do that, man, that would really – Be good for us. I mean, we haven't really had anybody that can consistently hit a three this year. You know, we hit one every once in a while, but you got somebody that can knock it down, when they're open. That means a lot.
Coming into tonight's contest, Upton was one of nine from behind the arc.
Well,
but we know she can shoot.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been her strong suit, shooting a three.
But they've struggled to start her senior campaign, Coach.
Yeah.
And seeing it go through the net here tonight, that could be big moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd get a little confidence maybe and start shooting it good every game.
A Lady Red Devil at the line shooting its number 33, Grayson Bryant.
First time they scored in a while.
Yeah, it is.
I think this quarter.
Second one's no good. Rebounded by Dallin. Joe Burns is going to have a double opportunity here. Dallin kicks it back out top, and it's going to be Arms who fires the three-pointer. No good.
Well,
got
another
rebound, though. Arms hands off to Bryant. Bryant drives baseline, dishes over to a teammate, Caroline Reed. Reed shot no good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. 23-15 the score. Second quarter action. Clay County leading here by 8 points. Buford, who's checked back into the contest, has it left wing. Swings it over to Hayes at right wing. Inside to Madison Hayes. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Upton. Put back.
Get in there.
Right. Cherokee Upton right now leading Clay County in scoring in this contest. I believe that puts her at 11 on the night. She has 3 three-pointers, and then that field goal bucket right there.
We went to 2-3 zone, looks like.
2:55 and ticking here. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night. 10 points, 25-15. Joe Burns with the ball down a three-pointer left wing.
You don't want to give her a shot.
No. No, she's going to hit them undefended like she was right then. 25-18 now.
You're going to play a zone. You got to cheat to her wherever she's at.
Give and go between Hayes and Buford. Buford shot no good, but she's going to be fouled. That foul going to go against Noel Lancaster. the senior reserve. It's her first personal. 19 foul for Joe Burns. As we mentioned earlier, in case you wouldn't listen, this is only the second meeting in 32 years.
In history that we know of.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we ever played them before. We played them in that substate.
No. Maybe run across them at a summer camp somewhere once upon a time. But, I mean, as far as regulation action, the last time we met them, the substate game all the way back in 1989. Coach Sims' third year leading the program. 225 and ticking. Update us on those free throws, Thomas.
Made one and two, Boozer did.
Putting Clay County up now by 12. 28, 26 to 18. Can't talk. Joe Burns with it. Three-pointer taken, no good from left wing. It was Allen that time. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Arms. For Joe Burns, Clay County takes back over possession. On the floor right now for Clay County, Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, Hallie Buford, Cherokee Upton, and Madison Hayes. 2 minutes left in this second quarter. Hayes slowly walking across the timeline. Coach Walker hadn't been very excited tonight at any point. Just kind of being calm, letting his girls do what they're doing out here. Zoe Hayes knocks down one. Her second three-pointer, this one coming from the right corner. Listening to Coach Sims listening to a halftime interview a couple weeks ago is Putnam, number four for Joe Burns, knocks down a baseline jumper, making it 29-20. The night that Clay County played Macon County right here, the gym named after you, Coach, your good friend Larry White had an interview, and I was listening to it because I was not here that night. And he's talking about Clay County. And Zoe Hayes knocks down another
jumper.
He said if Clay County's going to have a deep postseason run, they've got to have better guard play. Now, we're seeing some good guard shooting right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're shooting like that. Of course, guard play, you know, involves more than shooting.
Sure.
You've got to handle the ball and do all that good stuff. But, yeah, this is a encouraging thing to look at. You know, we've hit, what, six threes here now between Zoe and Cherokee?
Three for each of them. The seniors here. Joe Burns comes down. Knocks down another baseline jumper, making it a 10-point game, 32-22. 45 seconds and ticking here in this second quarter. Could be that Clay County wants to play for the last shot. Hayes with it. Dishes off to Jenkins. Eliza going to have to go into motion. She's been defended by Julia Arms, and a ball knocked away. Good defense by Grayson Bryant. Ball goes out of bounds, though. Clay County maintains possession. 30 seconds left now as they'll inbound.
That was Bryant with the bucket on the other end for the Lady Red Devils, Daniel, to cut this lead to 10.
Timeout taken by Coach Walker, his first of this first half. 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Clay County leading it by 10, 32-22.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, ball's been inbounded, clock's ticking. We're down to 10 seconds. Zoe Hayes with it out top, uses an easy hail screen to work it right, give it go back to hail shot up.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
nice screen and roll.
Nice play.
They
between
didn't.
The senior and the junior. Desperation, three-pointer no good for Joe Burns. So Clay County here with their biggest lead of the contest, 12 points, 34-22, here in the Clay County Christmas Classic. At halftime, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee at Clay County High School, where we're calling the Clay County Christmas Classic action here tonight, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. And we've got a good one going so far here between Clay County and Joe Burns, and it was really good early on as these two teams battled in the first quarter to a 17-14 score, where the Lady Dogs were leading by three. But just before that, at the three-minute mark, the Lady Red Devils led 14-7, and then Clay County ripped off a 13-0 run that extended the final 3 minutes of the first quarter and about 3 minutes into the second quarter to go up and take control of this ball game, where they lead by 14 here at halftime. They outscored the Lady Red Devils 17-8 in the second stanza after leading by three at the end of the first quarter. Leading the way for the Lady Red Devils is Brooke Dowling. She has 12 points here at halftime, including 2 3-pointers. Grayson Bryant has 8 and has also made a three, and Millie Putnam has 2 for the total of 22. At the line, Joe Burns is 5 for 7 on the night, and they made a total of 3 3-pointers so far. Clay County is being led by the seniors. Cherokee Upton has 11, and Zoe Hayes has 9, both with 3 3-pointers in the first half. Madison Hayes has 7 points at halftime. Isabella Hell has 6, and Hallie Buford has 1. Clay County struggling from the charity stripe in the first half. They're only 4 for 11 from the line, but they have made a half dozen three-pointers that has basically handed them this 14-point halftime lead. Folks, stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network as we continue our coverage of the Clay County Christmas Classic.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at the Eco Panels Christmas Classic. Subway Trivia Challenge is brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. Amber Strong and Betsy Holtham are ineligible to win tonight. They were our winners in our last broadcast, so we always make the winners sit out to make it fair for everybody else. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-cent Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Once again, if you think you know the answer, send that answer in to 931-397-9004. So with no further ado, here's tonight's Girls Subway Trivia Challenge question. In 1998, what two Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Lady Dogs both had 6 or more steals to go along with 10 or more assists in a Calioka Christmas Tournament thrashing of Columbia Academy? I'll read it one more time. In 1998, what two Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Lady Bulldogs both had 6 or more steals to go along with 10 or more assists in a Calioka Christmas Tournament thrashing of Columbia Academy? If you think you know the answers, send those in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. About 20 seconds in ticking here, Coach. Prior to half, Clay County leading it 34-22. I guess when you're in that kind of situation, the simple advice would be just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But anything special?
We just need to really know where 44 is at. You know, I don't think they got anybody else that'll really kill us. They might hit a shot or two every now and then, but, you know, well, Well, when we was playing man, we were really playing a lot tighter, which I thought that was good. And then we went to a zone, which he may have done that to foul trouble, you know. But, I mean, if you're playing the zone, you can still kind of cheat to that one good player, you know. That's what we've got to do if we're going to stay in that zone.
Third quarter is underway here. They switch ends of the floor, so it's Red Bull, not Red Bull, and I'll try to stop doing that. Joe Burns shooting at the hoop to our left. Clay Kenny will be shooting at the hoop to the right. Foul on the floor called early in this one. Going to be going against Izzy Hale. Certainly does. She had to sit for a long time during the second quarter due to having those three personal fouls. Joe Burns scoring here to start off. Coach, who was it?
I don't even know. That was a
10-point game, 34-24. Clay County with the advantage. Jenkins out top right now. On the floor for Clay County to open up this third quarter, Hallie Buford, Cherokee Upton, Eliza Jenkins, Izzy Hale, who fires a shot no good from right block, but she draws a foul. Joining them, senior point guard Zoe Hayes. So Hale goes to the line to shoot two. She had two attempts earlier in the evening. 0-2 at this point. Maybe she can change that. First one's away, in and out, no good. Boys action coming up after this one. The 6-2 Clay County Bulldogs going to be taking on the 8-0 Hampton Bulldogs in a rematch of the 2016 state quarterfinal game. Maybe 2017.
I just look at Coach T and York's boys got beat today.
Who'd they play?
Forgot now. They got beat 3.
Must have been a good squad.
Yeah, must have been.
Upton, three-pointer, left corner, good.
Oh, good.
Cherokee with 4 three-pointers. She's making a strong case for the TDS top performer of the contest that we'll announce on the Farm Bureau postgame show after the boys' game.
Yeah, leading scorer so far, Daniel, that gives her 14. Dowling right behind her with 12.
Joe Burns with the ball. They trail by 13. They get a bucket.
Huh?
It was Grayson Bryant adding points from left block.
I've got those that can score.
Hayes with it out top for Clay County. Drives inside. Kicks out to Jenkins. Lines it right wing. Now to Buford. Buford drives the left side of the lane. Lay up good. Nice move. Did a good job using that off-ball arm to keep the defender at bay. Yeah, without shoving with it. Didn't have any offensive contact. Just created a buffer. And did a nice job with the left-handed layup. Shot taken from right elbow. No good for Joe Burns. Rebounded by Jenkins. Jenkins tied up with Putnam for the ball. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So they'll have the possession here. Maddie Hayes checks in. Izzy Hale checks out. 6:08 mark and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County up by 13, Thomas, 39-26.
Yeah, besides Payne being in foul trouble for Joe Burns, Hallie Buford also in foul trouble for Clay County in that first half. And you see her. She got a nose for the basket, Daniel. That was a nice drive on that last possession for the Dogs as Upton turns it over, and the Lady Red Devils are heading the other way.
Red Devils take it away from Cherokee this time. It's going to be Bryant walking it down the floor. Dishes inside to Payne. Payne works inside, loses the handle. Eliza Jenkins comes up with the loose ball. Eliza now at right wing, sets up shop, looking inside for Madison Hayes. Pass was stolen, though, by Putnam. Putnam ahead to Bryant. Bryant into the paint. Left hand layup good. And she draws the foul, so Joe Burns trying to climb back in this one. Bryant goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Zoe Hayes called for the personal.
Where did she come from all of a sudden? She scored the first half?
She was quiet. She's here now, though. You're right.
She should have turned on here since halftime.
Completes the natural three-pointer there, making it a 10-point game, 39-29. Yeah. Hayes with it.
After scoring 8 in the first half, Bryant with 5 quick points here in the third quarter for Joe Burns, Daniel, and another turnover by Clay County.
Dallin takes it away from Zoe Hayes. Dallin throws it out of bounds. They say it was kicked out of bounds by Jenkins. So Joe Burns trying to cut into this 10-point lead here, the 5:07 mark of the third quarter. And it was Friendship Christian that beat York Institute last night in the Sonic Shootout. I think it's in White County.
Today.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good thing that the Commanders of Friendship Christian didn't come into Joe Sims' gym Friday night.
It must be pretty good. I think York.
Because we know York's good.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that was, one of the best performances I've seen, a complete performance by the Dragons. They basically blew Clay County out of the gym up there in Jamestown the other night, and that's saying something.
It is. It's the most dominant win over the Dogs as Upton adds two more from left elbow on the jump shot. It's the most dominant win over Clay County Bulldog team that I recall, Thomas. I'm going to say in my recent memory. I'll just leave it at that. Joe Burns with the basketball here, trailing by 12 thanks to Upton's jump shot. Bryant loses the handle. Good defense by Eliza Jenkins creates a turnover. And Eliza's going to inbound it to her classmate, Zoe Hayes. Zoe taking her time, walking it down the floor. 4:15 and ticking here, third quarter. 41-29, Clay County has maintained around a 10-digit lead. Right now they lead by 12. Jenkins with it, right wing. Dribbles into the paint. Dishes off to Madison Hayes. Hayes could not hang on, though. Like we've seen Eliza go ahead and put that ball into the hoop. Joe Burns quickly the other way, coast to coast. It's Dallin. Dallin adds two more to her tally. She's creeping well into double figures now. 41-31. Clay County with no urgency here, though. They do have this 10-point lead. Hayes, three-pointer. Too short off the front of the iron. Rebound Madison Hayes. Her put back. Good.
Good.
Madison Hayes, I think, with 6 points now on the night and a timeout taken by Coach Holt of Joe Burns. 3:33 mark, third quarter. Clay County leads by 12, 43-31.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, still looking for an answer to the Subway Trivia Challenge question. Going to read it one more time. In 1998, what two Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Lady Dogs both had six or more steals to go along with 10 or more assists in a Culioca Christmas Tournament thrashing of Columbia Academy? If you would like to guess at the answer, text your response in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Thomas, at this point, no one's even wagered a guess. Now, I asked it to Coach Sims during the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Obviously, he was the head coach of that team. He immediately knew the answer. So if nobody gets it right, I'm going to award him a Horizon Sports Network sticker and that 6-inch Subway certificate. But our listeners have until the end of this contest before that decision's final, though. Brown at the line shooting two. First one's good. Second one no good. Rebound Madison Hayes. Hayes kicks it out to Zoe Hayes. It's always difficult calling action when Madison and Zoe are both out there at the same time. I guess I'll just call them by their first names. Buford with it, left wing. Hale, left corner. Inside to Madison Hayes. Shots up by Maddie. No good. Rebound, Dallin.
Good defense inside on Hayes by Dallin and Payne, Daniel. Again, that length is tough on these Clay County posts.
Three-pointer, no good by Dallin. Rebounded, though, by a teammate. Back in the hands of Bryant out top. It was Bryant that pulled down the rebound. Now Payne, now the arms, now back inside the Payne. 8-foot jumper, no good. She was hit in the face. And a foul's going to be called. Wasn't a ton of contact, but she was clearly hit, though.
I didn't really see it, but I guess if you say she's hit, I guess I'm sure she was.
Before the ball ever even got to the hoop, she immediately grabbed at her nose. Payne good on the free throw. Foul was called against Madison Hayes, so Maddie playing with three fouls now. Second one, no good. So we've got a 10-point game again, 43-33. Joe Burns with a great hustle. Julia Arms comes up with a loose ball, so Joe Burns with an opportunity here to cut into this 10-point lead. Getting back to single digits. Cherokee Upton gets her foot to the ball. They call kicking, and Lady Red Devils are going to be inbound, and Lacey Wicks comes to the scorer's table. She checks back in. Played a lot in the first half of play. Upton checking out. Lady Dogs will be back in action tomorrow night again at 6 o'clock as they face someone. Birchville, Cumberland County, Kentucky. Travel call against Joe Burns. Clay County taking back over here. Trying to extend this 10-point lead, 43-33 right now. Black and gold paper, 2 minutes left, third quarter. Hayes with it out top, works to Wicks at right wing. She dishes inside to Buford, who's posted up. Hattie scores. Buford scores there. She received the ball at right block, dribbled beneath the back and laid it up from left block.
I always like those big guards like that. I used to just make post players out of them. You know, they usually have good moves down there.
Kendall won. Amanda Kendall could do that when she wanted to, couldn't she?
Yeah, I'd post her up some. See, Jan, she started out playing in, out the floor. Then after Jody and Trisha graduated, I moved her inside. Of course, she could jump. And I mean, she's like 5'10 anyway, but she made a great post player.
Dallin adds two more for Joe Burns, making it 45-35. Clay County has it taken away. Dallin comes up with a steal, so Dallin just an outstanding player. But as Coach Jim Brown said pregame, it all runs through her. So you neutralize her, and it's pretty tough on the Lady Red Devils. Now, the other teammates of Dallin, good players, but everything goes through her.
Yeah, it does go through her. And with Clay County keying on Dallin, Grayson Bryant, number 33's come in and had a pretty good second half here in the third quarter, Daniel. She's up to 14 points tonight.
1 minute left in this third quarter. Clay County with the basketball. 45-35. Upton with it. She's checked back in right wing. Gives to Madison Hayes out top. Now Buford left wing. Back to Zoe. She fires a triple from the top of the key.
Oh.
Knocks it down. 4 3-pointers for Hayes. 4 3-pointers for Upton. What a display from
That's
these
big.
Two young ladies. 24 points between the two just on triples alone. Upton, I know, has added four more, I think, on field goals. Three-pointer taken by Arms for Joe Burns. No good. Foul going to be caught on Buford. That's going to be Hallie's fourth. She was doing a good job fighting for position. I didn't see it, but the official did. And he had a much better view than me. I misspoke.
Third,
not fourth. Joe Burns on the inbound. Arms with it out top. Swings it over to Dallin at right wing. She's defended by Zoe Hayes. Dallin dribbles left. Kicks over to Bryant. Bryant now into the corner of the arm. She fires a three, no good. Rebounded, though, by Dallin. She's everywhere. Dallin gives to Payne. Payne tries to dish to Arms, throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of offensive rebounds, seems like.
They are. 13 points the lead for Clay County, thanks to that Zoe Hayes triple. 48-35, 15 seconds left in this third quarter. Hayes nonchalantly just walking it down, down to 8 seconds. Zoe may want to take the shot herself. She's got a hot hand. Ends up getting tied up with the defender. Finally gets away to Jenkins, and time's going to expire here in the third quarter. 48-35, your score here at the Eco Panels Clay County Christmas Classic.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you? Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic. We're heading into the fourth quarter here between Clay County and Joe Burns, and the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Red Devils 48-35. Got a lot of scores on the board, Daniel. Zoe Hayes has 12 points. Cherokee Upton has 16, so two in double figures for Clay County. The same for Joe Burns. Brooke Dowen, 16, and Grayson Bryant, after the big third quarter, has 14.
A lot of scoring going on. Had the pleasure just then of speaking to Senior Reese Payne's mother for the Joe Burns, and she let us know that Payne going on volleyball scholarship to Trevecca University. So, and she does look the part of a volleyball player. Thomas, you've spent 4 years watching your daughter Lauren play the game, and she's got the build for it, does she not?
No doubt about it. Payne and Allen, both long and lean, Daniel, here. And, you know, Joe Burns, a pretty impressive-looking team out here with their height and length.
Clay County with the basketball opening this fourth quarter. Jenkins with it. Dishes off to Maddie. Hey, she scores from that block. Nice job by Jenkins. An assist for Eliza. Maddie Hayes creeping ever closer to double figures here in this contest. Hayes averaging 6.3 points a game during this eight-game opening to the season, so she's already exceeded that in this contest, looking to build on it. And I've just been really excited about watching her in our three broadcast, and I've just no doubt that as she continues to mature and develop and become a smarter player and build chemistry with these upperclassmen that she's not really played with a lot, especially these seniors, she's going to make a big impact.
Yes, she is, Daniel. You're right. She's got 11 now, making it three Lady Dogs in double figures.
Clay County back with the basketball here. Joe Burns couldn't produce points, 50 to 35 the score, and Hayes had two more. An assist for Cherokee Upton that time, and you see these senior guards looking to the sophomore post player wanting to feed it to her because they know she's a good finisher. She proves it again, up to 13 now, and Clay County has their biggest lead of the night, 17 points if I'm that's right, 52 to 35. Fourth quarter action, two more points here for Grayson Bryant. She's having a big night. A senior guard, as we mentioned. Three senior starters for head coach Jessica Holt and these Lady Red Devils. Hallie Buford inside, layup no good. Rebound by Payne. Payne kicks out to Bryant. Bryant the other way, dishes off to Putnam. Layup good. Good ball movement there by the Lady Red Devils. However, Clay County, I'm going to call a commanding 13-point lead right here. Clay County shooting well enough right now to maintain that lead. It's been around a 10 to greater lead throughout the entirety of this second half.
Yeah, heading into the third quarter to open of it, Clay County was up 14. Saw Joe Burns battle back, and they kept it about double figures, like you say, about 10 throughout the third quarter. And then Clay County started off with a 4-0 run here to go up by 17. But Joe Burns has answered, Daniel, to cut it back.
We need to get a bucket here pretty quick. We'll let it get back into like single digits.
5:25 and ticking. Hayes inside, short on the shot. 4-foot jumper fell a little short off the front of the iron. Joe Burns sends it the other way with it. Dallin drives the right side. 10-foot jump shot, no good. She's a pretty good pure shooter. That's probably the biggest miss she's had.
Yeah.
That one just didn't come close. Izzy Hale checking back in. Cherokee Upton checking out. On the floor for Clay County, Hallie Buford, Izzy Hale, Zoe Hayes, Madison Hayes, and Eliza Jenkins. 5:16 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County up by 13, 52-39. Inbound play for the Lady Red Devils. Arms, three-pointer, good. Hit the back of the iron, rolled to the front, and then fell in.
Joe Burns is on a 7-0 run right here, Daniel.
Yeah, this is good interesting. We don't start hitting shots.
52-41. Clay County leading by 11. 4:55 and ticking. Zoe Hayes with it. Tries to work inside to Buford. Pass kicked away by Bryant. And the Lady Dogs will inbound from their own baseline. First time in a long time that Salina has hosted a Clay County Christmas event, not necessarily a tournament. That's why they call it the Classic, because there's not a bracket or anything, no trophies, you know. Just everybody guaranteed two games. Coach Watson said that back in his day they used to host the Border War with some of the Kentucky teams.
I was talking to Rob about that. This is the first time we've had anything like this since then. I don't remember. It was in the mid to late 70s, I guess. I think it's when... And we were still kind of playing in a tournament at Burksville, I guess, that kind of grew from that when I started. We played up there for two or three years. I know that's you know, we were just kind of getting started, but we won that thing, I think, the second year I coached, or third one. We was on the Tennessee team in, I think it was us and Burksville, maybe Clinton County and somebody else.
First time, so the first time in almost 50 years that we've hosted a Christmas event here in Clay County.
It might have went on into the, you know, the 80s, but it's been a long time since we've hosted one, though.
Clay County with an empty possession there. It was Buford driving baseline, couldn't get the shot to go. Red Devils out of the way. Payne misses her shot. Rebound put back by Dallin. No good. Kept alive, though, by Bryant. Works inside to Payne. Outside to Dallin. Three-pointer good. That's her third triple of the night, maybe the fourth.
Seven-point game, Daniel.
3:50 and ticking.
Well, that scored us 10-0, hasn't it?
We've got a three-possession contest and a 10-0 run, as Coach Sims just mentioned there. Coach Walker wants to talk to his ladies. 3:42 mark of this fourth quarter, and we've got a contest. Clay County 52, Joe Burns 45.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, things getting interesting, Coach.
Yeah, we need a bucket, or you might want to just be real deliberate here and maybe take some time off the clock. Nope, we're going straight in.
Clay County on the inbound. Hale to Hayes, misses the shot.
Right, she got that good, though. One to go, that's good.
Madison Hayes up to 15 points on the contest. 3:30 and ticking, fourth quarter, 54-45. Clay County back in front by nine. Joe Burns with the ball, arms inside, kicks out the Putnam, three-pointer no good, rebounded, and put back by Dallin for two. Back here to a seven-point game. 54-47, Jenkins with it, crosses the timeline. On the floor for Clay County are Jenkins, Buford, Hale, Zoe Hayes, and Madison Hayes.
You see Joe Burns going to a zone here, Daniel, and then Jenkins holding the ball and pulling him out of it.
Hale with it, right wing. Kicks over to Jenkins, now inside to Buford. Buford going to be called. Okay, I started to say Buford going to be called for a travel. They say she was pushed, though, by Payne, and that's what caused Hallie to take the extra step. Call on Putnam. I apologize. That would have been Payne's fourth. It was not on Payne, though. It was on Putnam. Her second personal. I missed it, Thomas. What happened?
Inbound straight to Isabella Hale. Yeah, she puts it in for two.
They forgot to guard that inbound play. She's just standing there.
Clay County up by nine, 56-47. Time getting shorter, 2.5 minutes left. Joe Burns with the ball. Inside shot, no good. Foul called, though. We're going to see Grayson Bryant going to the line to shoot two. She's had a great second half. Izzy Hale gets the personal. Hale on the brink of extinction with four personal fouls. Free throw good by Bryant.
So you got to give Joe Burns credit for fighting back in this one. Clay County went up by 17 points, Daniel, and then they went on that 10-0 run to get back in this ball game. 2 minutes to go, and they only trailed by seven.
Both of those free throws good by Bryant, making it that seven-point differential, 56-49, 2:22 and ticking. Zoe Hayes with it, top of the key. Taking her time, as she should. No need to rush here. As Coach Sims mentioned, just be deliberate. Make sure the shot she takes is a good shot. No need to rush anything.
You even have to take a shot, you know.
All right.
We got a seven-point lead.
What's shot taken by Hale, no good. Rebounded by Joe Burns. Coach, just out of curiosity, in your memory, off the top of your head, what's the longest you've seen a team sit and hold the thing? Joe Burns.
Crap, I've seen Larry try to hold it the whole quarter.
Really?
Yeah. And we were over at his place, and they got a one-point lead going in the last quarter. Well, he'd hold it the whole quarter.
Wow. Dallin misses the three-pointers. Zoe Hayes rebound, works ahead to Jenkins. Eliza smartly backs off. Coach Walker up, sending in instructions. Clay County with the ball. 90 seconds left here in this contest, minute and a half. 7 points the difference. Clay County 56, Joe Burns 49. Zoe with it. Kicks off to Madison Hayes. She's set up way outside behind right arc. Gives back to Hayes on the inside, giving go. She's going to be tied up for the ball. Keeps possession and kicks it easy. Hale. Hale now works back to Jenkins. Jenkins dishes back off to Hale in the corner. Going to have a foul or a jump ball call one. Timeout taken by Clay County. Coach Walker getting his girls out of a bad situation there. Minute six left. We're going to go to break. Clay County leads by seven.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Clay County leads 56-49 with just over a minute to go in this one, Daniel, and Joe Burns has battled back in this contest late.
They certainly have. Minute and 5 seconds left here. Inbounded to Jenkins. Dallin going to be called for the personal. And after we saw both teams have a ton of fouls in the first half, Coach, neither team's reached the bonus in the second
half. Yeah, it's been a lot cleaner this half. They've only got four. They're going to have to foul three more times.
Jenkins to Madison Hayes on the inbound. I didn't see that coming. Hayes scores an easy bucket, putting Clay County up now by 9, 58-49. Under a minute left, three-pointer by Putnam. Left wing, no good. Rebounding Maddie Hayes. She has played great. Hayes on the floor, works it out to Buford. Buford with a host of Lady Red Devils on top of her. Somehow she gets it out to Zoe Hayes.
Dribble.
Now back to Eliza Jenkins, and Dallin going to be called for the reach foul. It's going to be Dallin's fourth personal. 40.1 seconds on the clock. Next foul out of Joe Burns. We'll send Clay County to the line of the 1-1, and here we see it on the inbound. Julia Arms comes up. Ties up Zoe Hayes, so we're going to walk to the other end of the floor with 38.7 seconds left. 58-49 the score, Coach, so a 9-point lead here.
Yeah, we think we're going to hang on, maybe.
Joe Burns, we understand, not 100% healthy themselves. Payne playing with a bit of an ankle injury. She's not 100%. Maybe missing another starter as well. We know that Clay County are down Abby Head and Bradley Burchett, who are both feeling poorly tonight. Both free throws good by Hayes, by the way. And, Coach, as you mentioned during halftime, Bella Ashlock, we've not talked about it a lot, but Bella out for an undetermined amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know if they found anything about her or not. Last time I talked to Matt, I decided it wasn't her thyroid. And I think she's been to Greg Roberts, and he was trying to come up with some kind of a plan, but I don't know. I think it's got them all puzzled.
Yeah. Some type of a muscle issue, I think. Two more points added by Putnam for Joe Burns.
They did a test on her, and you're supposed to have, like, so much pressure in your leg, like, it's supposed to be about 70. And last time they checked hers, it was 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Joe Burns with it after Zoe Hayes walked. Dallin, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Eliza Jenkins. This is going to do it. Down to 10 seconds and ticking. Clay County going to have a hard-fought win here in the inaugural Clay County Classic. Something happened here. Clay County going to inbound with 3.2 seconds left. Now in the hand of Zoe Hayes, and this one's going to go final. So an interesting matchup between a District 7 and a District 8 opponent. Very well could see Joe Burns again come Region 4 tournament time. For now, though, here late in December, it's Clay County victorious in the contest, 60-51. A 9-point win for head coach Matt Walker and the Lady Dawgs. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just won 60-51 over Region 4A opponent Joe Burns. But it didn't quite come that easy, Coach. Joe Burns played pretty well in that first quarter. They doubled us up early, and then Clay County went on a run, started making some shots, scored 13 unanswered to stretch halfway into the second quarter, and kind of gained control of this one behind the hot shooting of senior Cherokee Upton and Zoe Hayes in the first half.
They both stepped up, hit some big shots. I'm just glad to win the game. You know, when you go in without your leading scorer, Riley, and then Abby, she's, I guess, probably our second or third leading scorer, but I think y'all said about 25 or 30 points between them. You know, I didn't know we could beat them or not, but we played pretty well. Like I said, we shot the ball good, and, I thought Maddie and Izzy both played pretty good inside, hit some shots, and, it should help down the road when we get everybody back. You know, everybody's getting some good experience, and, like we talked about, Cherokee, her big thing's always been shooting a three, where she hadn't made many this year, but now, you come out and hit four or five in a game like she did today, maybe when she comes in the games from now on, she'll be ready to knock some down if she has the opportunity.
Yeah, I agree with you. That 13-0 run kind of gave Clay County control. They led by 14 at the half, and then Joe Burns kept it close throughout that third period, and then kind of hung around on Clay County. And then Clay County went up with their largest lead of the night early in the fourth quarter. They went up by 17, Coach, and then Joe Burns, a 10-0 run, cut it to 7, and it pretty much stayed that way. But Clay County won by 9, 60-50-1.
Yeah, we got it out to 17. I thought, well, we're going to pull it on out, you know. But we quit hitting shots, and they started making shots. And it never did get really, you know, too gut-wrenching there at the end. But, you know, they were positioned to, they could make some shots and maybe got some turnovers. You know, got it even closer than that. But luckily we hit a foul shot or two, and I think got a couple of shots inside and got it back out to 9 or 10. And
you got to talk about this Joe Burns team. Probably one of the best players in this league. Brooke Dallin would play well in District 7A, I think. She scored 21 points tonight. And then Grayson Bryant, with a big second half, had 18, Coach. Julie Arms, 5. Millie Putnam, 6. And Reese Payne, 1. You know, two pretty good players here.
Yeah, that one little girl scored a bunch of second half. She didn't really show up first half. I didn't think that anybody could score other than that 44, but that other girl, she did good the second half. You know, they're pretty solid, but I still don't think they could beat any of our top four teams.
Right.
You know, I think Red Bulldog would beat them.
Red Bull, we've seen the competition in our league is kind of up a notch from other leagues. Clay County, we talked about the scoring being out, and Briley Burchett and Abby Head not starting tonight. Ended up with 3 in high double figures, Coach. The seniors, Zoe Hayes, had 14. She knocked down 4 three-pointers. Cherokee Upton had 16, also knocked down 4 three-pointers. Isabella Hell played well with 8 points tonight. Hallie Buford in foul trouble some, only had 5. It was Madison Hayes, the sophomore, leading the way with 17.
That's good.
Played really well in the
post. Yeah, she did. I was telling her herself, you know, it played for me this summer. I went and watched them play, and I told her, I said, my kids improved a lot from what I saw last year. And, of course, it seemed to please her, but she's carried it over into the season. Every game she comes in and makes some big shots, and she's got pretty good size, and she'll hopefully just continue to improve.
Overall, good win for Clay County here tonight. Coach Sims, appreciate you being here. For the inaugural Clay County Christmas Classic on the Horizon Sports Network, we appreciate your analysis and breaking down for us.
Okay, thank you.
This has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural and insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs, and you can do that at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us as we get ready for this big single-A boys matchup between Clay County and Hampton here at the Clay County Christmas Classic, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. And we'll cover it all in the CarQuest pregame show coming up next.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert at
he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time now before this big boys matchup between Clay County and Hampton for the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Recent district action this past week, Tuesday night, saw Redbone Springs losing to Clay County 47-74. Pickett County lost to Coffee County 52-61. Gordonsville beat Trousdale County 60-47. On Thursday night, Clay County lost to York 70-96. Thursday night saw Pickett County beat Livingston 64-51. Friday night action, Gordonsville boys beating Clark Range 78-59. Also Friday night, Redbone Springs boys losing to Monroe County, Kentucky 41-59. Saturday, Gordonsville lost a tight one to end county rival Smith County 44-48. And also on Saturday, it was Clark Range boys losing to East Ridge 40-70. So Coach Watson, you're 2-2 on your picks this season. Got the Pickett County losing to Coffee County correct, but it was actually Trousdale who beat.
They've messed me up every time.
Tonight,
Pickett County won today over in Pigeon Forge.
Okay, I knew they had action going on. Also, Big South Fork Tournament, Pickett County's going to be in that this Christmas holiday. Redbone Springs, they're 2-10 on the season. I could find no information about their boys' team. I assume they're idle during these 2 weeks. Clark Range is going to be taking on Sail Creek, taking on Grundy County in the Sail Creek Classic. One I'm going to let you pick for tomorrow night, Coach. 7-4 Gordonsville taking on 3-4 Watertown. Watertown.
I'm going to go with Gordonsville this time.
Well, maybe Coach Bibb and the guys will win for you on this one. Current District 7A standings, two teams set atop the heap. Clay County and Pickett County both 2-0 in the district. Gordonsville sits in third place with a 1-1 district record. And then Clark Range and Redbone Springs boys tied for fourth at 0-2 in district play. There will be no district head-to-head matchups until we get back into the season in 2022, the first week of January. And that's been the Boys 7-Day Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They put the brakes on snakes. Time now on this CarQuest pregame show for the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Thomas, we'll start with you. Make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight is I think the dogs need to get up off the mat and respond because, you know, they got it handed to them up in Jamestown the other night. You know, even though you're not going to beat many teams that make 15 threes on you, Clay County got their eyes open the last time out, and they better be on point tonight because we've got a feature matchup, not just here in Upper Cumberland, but across the state between two of the top Class A teams, in my opinion. And Hampton's undefeated. I was looking down through some stats that one of their folks provided for me. They got four guys averaging double figures. One leading with 15 points, three others scoring 13, Coach. This is going to be a big one for Clay County tonight.
It's going to take a balanced attack on both ends of the floor. We're going to have to play good defense and play some good offense and get a good quick start. You know, we've been kind of sluggish start really of every ball game and had to fight our way back. And sometimes a couple of times we've lost, you know, we'd make a little bit of a cut and it seemed like we kind of relaxed a little on defense, and they'd come down and score about a couple, three buckets and put us out of it. But
yeah, because offensively, even in the York offense, we scored 70 points. Most nights for Rob Edwards' coach team, that's going to get you a win. Of course, York shooting lights out, scoring 96. Now, this is a Hampton team, Coach, that Clay County is not entirely unfamiliar with. The last time that the teams met was back in 2016, so none of these current players were on the floor. That's in the Class A quarterfinals, so two strong traditions, as Thomas alluded to in his comments. These two teams could meet again in Murfreesboro.
Of course, you know, Hampton is part of the tradition, you know, where they're one of the few schools that ever won the state tournament in all classifications, and Coach Walter, Buck Van Hood, who actually passed away while he was coaching, five games short of being the winningest coach in the nation when he passed away. He spent some years up there and went to Dobbins Bennett and I think made maybe eight or nine trips to the state tournament up there.
Wow.
You know, and I've also heard, going back to that loss, I've heard Coach Edwards say it's not necessarily about the loss, it's how you respond to one. And
yes, that could be
big for Clay County tonight too, Coach.
Yes, I mean, you know, we've got some good tough competition here,
yep.
And I think, you know, you think maybe we're kind of resting on our laurels because we'd actually won a couple of big games that we probably really truly shouldn't have won, but we got the breaks and the players came alive at the right time and we put those folks away, and like I said, it had to be an eye-opener for them the other night.
Gonna be a fun one tonight as we get set for this one. That was the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. First of all, for the Hampton Bulldogs, their head coach Ned Smith, they're playing at a District 1 single A over in East Tennessee. They have an undefeated 8-0 record here in this 2022 campaign. Starting for them, a senior, number 4, Isaiah McCurry, a junior, number 11, Caden Buckles, a senior, number 12, Dalton Holtzclaw, a senior, number 14, Logan Whitehead, and a senior, number 30, Connor Burleson. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach Rob Edwards, he's in his 22nd season overall, leading the program, 484 wins to 193 losses, a 6-2 record on this young season. Starting for Clay County, for the first time in several contests, the original five that coach had picked out at the start of the year. Everybody's back healthy tonight. A junior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A junior, number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior, number 2, Eli Smith. A senior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, the reigning Class A Mr. Basketball, number 11, Grant Strong. State Farm Boys starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. fill-in announcer, Matt Maxfield, doing an outstanding job of calling the defending Class A state champion starting lineup out onto the floor here at Joe Sims Gym tonight. The feeling in the gym's already changed. A big atmosphere for this one. Hampton, the visiting team, they wear sky blue jerseys with white numerals on them, trimmed in dark blue. Clay County, the home team, they're dressed in their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Hampton will be shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. From our vantage point, high atop the bleachers here as we sit looking down at Coach Rob Edwards' court. Time to get it on, Coach Watson.
Absolutely. Look like
Grant Strong going to step in to tip against Whitehead. Already I can see Clay County with a big size advantage in this contest. And Strong easily handling the opening tip.
Yeah, all but number 30, Connor Burleson for the Hampton Bulldogs, Daniel. It's good to have Keaton Arms back in the lineup to take care of him.
Yeah, he's a good-sized post player. He's out on the floor right now defending Strong, though. Strong, three-pointer, top of the key.
That's a good sign.
Yes, it is. Clay County is starting hot. They had trouble at York the other night offensively, and they're coming out hot.
Yeah, we saw the Dragons kind of back off with Grant Strong a little bit and daring to shoot that three up there, and he had a little trouble with that. Finally got some to fall, and here tonight he's off to a good start.
3-0, Clay County in front, and it's Hampton. Nice play. Baseline pass to number 14, Whitehead. Whitehead gets the reverse layup to go. Pressure beaten here. Full court pressure. Charge called against Jimmy Burchett. That was good man. Full court pressure by the Hampton Bulldogs. We had beaten the pressure, but Burchett running over a Hampton player there. Jimmy picks up his first personal in the contest. And here we are, 7-minute mark, and already it feels like we're deep into this contest just with the effort and the frenzy pace that's been putting into it. Hampton with the basketball. Burleson out top. Kicks it over in the hands of a teammate. It's going to be hard for me to learn these guys because I'm having trouble seeing those numbers. Wide on sky blue. Don't pop out at you, Thomas.
Oh, it does.
Three-pointer. Top of the key. Banks it in. 5-3, the early lead for Hampton. 6:30 mark first quarter. Ball inbounded to Strong. He kicks back to Smith. Eli got to come across the timeline working against pressure. Goes to Spivey. Spivey to Arms. They say the ball was off of Keaton's fingertips, or maybe Keaton never touched it.
I don't
goes
think
out
he
of
did.
I thought that Whitehead had got a fingertip on it. Hampton playing quickly, coming back the other way. Buckles with it, right corner. Works inside the Burleson. Baseline shot up, no good. Rebounded by Eli Smith. Smith dishes off to Keaton Arms. Arms back playing for the first time really in a couple weeks. It feels like he's been out sick. And now Strong quickly in transition off the Arms pass. He has 2 points on the layup from left block. 6-minute mark, first quarter. We're knotted up at 5. Point guard McCurry with it out top. Gives to Burleson. Burleson kicks over to Whitehead. Now into the hands of Holtzclaw. Holtzclaw back to Burleson inside. 8-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy quickly the other way. Ahead to Spivey. Jeff with it. Inside pass to Arms. Baseline jumper, no good, but he was fouled. Keaton going to go to the line to shoot. Going to pull out my season totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Mattis. Arms probably hadn't had a ton of free throw attempts this season due to being inactive a couple nights. It looks like on the season he's 2 of 2 coming into tonight.
Yeah, hadn't played a lot of minutes, Arms hadn't. It's huge to have him back in the lineup, Daniel. And I can tell you one thing. This Hampton Bulldog team's for real. You can see they're well coached. They run offense. They never stand still on the offensive end. And they play tough defense, too. Clay County's gotten their opportunities in transition so far here tonight off the Hampton misses as Arms makes 1 of 2.
Missed the first, hit the second. Burgett with good pressure in the backcourt. Coach Edwards says two can play at that game, so now we're going full court, man. No, a turnover, actually.
No, they, yeah.
Burgett going to inbound. Jimmy created a turnover there. And now Burgett with it out top. Works over to Spivey. Spivey baseline. 14-foot jumper in. Good.
That's a good shot.
Beautiful. 8-5. A 3-point lead for Clay County here. 5:20 mark and ticking first quarter. McCurry with it out top. Thomas, you mentioned Arms minutes this year. Total coming into tonight, 30 minutes of game time for Keaton Arms. So Keaton just now getting his season started.
Yeah, just a couple games, really, Daniel, as far as, you know, he started off, had the injury to start the year, and then got the sickness. And you see the senior, Eli Smith, causing the 5-second call, Daniel.
Good five-second call. Good defense.
Best defender in overcoming.
It used to be Gunner Silk. Now it is Eli Smith. He creates that 5-second call. And there's always somebody on these Coach Edwards teams who takes on that role of the lockdown defender. It is Eli Smith.
Oh, come
Smith
on, Grant.
This year.
Be smarter than that.
Blocking foul.
That's a charge. That wasn't a good smart move.
Strong took it strongly to the hoop. Wisely, a Bulldog for Hampton. Got his feet set. Strong call for the offensive foul, his first personal of the contest. 8-5, still the score, 4:45 and ticking. First quarter. Two team fouls against Clay County, both of them offensive fouls. Keaton Arms comes up with a steal, hands off to Smith. Smith going to be fouled by number 24. Morgan Lyons, the senior reserve for the Hampton Bulldogs.
Yeah, Hayden Campbell coming in for Burleson on that one. He caught it at the high post, Daniel, tried to feed it underneath on the back cut. Arms doing a good job picking that one off.
Burchett with it in the backcourt, works ahead to Arms. Keaton back to Jimmy. Jimmy passes to Spivey, left corner. Jeff, baseline jumper, 10-foot for Ike, no good. Rebounded by Hampton. They work ahead. It's in the hands of Buckles. He drives right side of the lane, layup good. Smith was there. A nice play by Buckles over the top of Eli. 8-7, Clay County leads by one. They had the ball, 4:15, mark first quarter, quickly ahead. Spivey, strong, wrap block shot, no good. Rebounded by Hampton. It was Harrison that pulled it down. Whistles blow.
Jump ball, Daniel. I think Smith got in there and
tied possession
up.
Hampton.
Jump ball was called. Possession arrow in favor of Hampton. As Coach Watson said, halfway through this first quarter, it's 8-7. Just two giants in single-A basketball here. Wager more, Thomas.
Yeah, and just a furious pace so far.
I like it. Three-pointer taken by Dalton Holtzcall. The senior knocks it down from right wing, putting Hampton in front, 10-8. Strong quickly the other way. Lay up right side. He went up with the right hand. Switch made out to the left and finished it off southpaw style. 3:35 mark, first quarter, knotted up at 10. Here in the Eco Panels Clay County Christmas Classic. Holtzclaw out top, works inside to Campbell, who's in as a reserve, another big sophomore post player for these Hampton Bulldogs. So they've got a couple guys with good size, Thomas, Burleson and Campbell. And they're playing several gentlemen tonight. Harrison in. A lot of reserves already in for head coach Ned Smith, but you see the quality still there. There's two more points already by Morgan Lyons from right block. Clay County in transition. Quickly ahead to Spivey. Jeff shot up good.
Great full court pass.
Was it strong to do it?
Yes, it was.
So an assist from Grant Strong, a lengthy one. Spivey finishing it off. 12-12. These two doing battle back and forth. Campbell with it, or they actually try to feed Campbell inside. It was Lyons trying to feed Campbell. Foul called on the floor against Spivey. Spivey was charged with guarding Campbell. Similar in height, Thomas. Campbell probably 50 to 60 pounds heavier, though.
Yeah, we've talked about Spivey and how he can defend a larger player. As you see, the Hampton coach playing about eight deep, Daniel. He's got three more coming on, taking those reserves back out.
Coach Edwards is well using reserves. He's playing eight tonight. Got Bailey in. That's Bryce Bailey, the junior. Also John Hamilton, a junior. And Andrew Smith, a sophomore. Three-pointer taken by Whitehead. No exit. Holtzcall on the attempt. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey ahead to Strong. Clay Kenny with numbers here. Strong going to keep it. Goes to the right side. Shot up. No good. But he drew a foul. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. Strong on the season coming into tonight's contest. His hit 72 of 88 free throw attempts. Good enough for 82%, Coach Watson.
That's a good percentage.
Yes, it is.
Good percentage.
Especially on that many attempts. Scores went blank for some reason on the scoreboard, and they've reset the clock to 8. It's like we hadn't played none, Thomas, but that's not true. You may have to go update them with your information. Strong hit the first free throw, correct?
He did hit the first, Daniel. I'll have the score, but I won't have the time. I think we were ticking down somewhere around a 3-minute mark.
It'd been a while since I called it off, so I agree. Coach Edwards taking this opportunity to give instruction to his guys out on the floor. So fortunate to go ahead and take a minute to talk about it, to have Coach Edwards here. We've not had a ton of head coaches. Of course, Coach Watson, an 18-year veteran, started in the early 70s, carried on through the 90, and you were succeeded by a former player of yours, Joey Coe, who led the program for a few years. Then Tracy Strong, another former player of yours and family member, he led the program for a couple years. Mike Owens comes in and is here for two seasons, I believe, my junior and senior years. That would have been 99 and 2000. Then Coach Edwards come in the 2000-2001 season. He's been here ever since in his 22nd year. They're still trying to straighten things out, but, you know, I love to see the stability there. So, Coach, five head coaches of this Clay County program, going back to when it's Slana High School, over a period of about 50 years. So that's pretty good longevity.
I mean, you know, that's something I've always felt like in Class A basketball. You know, if you stay with a school, you know, and you build the program the correct way, that players, you know, you're going to develop players. You're going to know what you've got. You're going to have, well, like families that keep playing for, you know, for you over the years. And it becomes a tradition. But, you know, a lot of coaches are, you know, come into a Class A school looking for a job at a Double-A school.
That's right, wanting to move somewhere else.
Right.
We've been fortunate there. Back to action here. They finally got the scoreboard straightened out. Minute 52 on the clock. Strong hit both of those free throws, making it 14-12. Clay County with a two-point lead. Hampton with the basketball, and it was Caden Buckles who drove inside and drew a foul. Foul went against John Hamilton. So now we see Buckles at the line to shoot two. First one's away, no good, a little short off the front of the iron. And what a treat, Thomas. We're getting here to see these two great teams waging war here in a Christmas Classic.
Yeah, a whole lot like, you know, tournament basketball, a postseason tournament basketball, district or region or something like that. And, you know, two good teams, just like you say, going at it. It's a 14-13 ball game led by the Bulldogs as Eli Smith takes it coast-to-coast.
Buckles was 1-of-1 on those free throws. Smith missed the layup, rebounded by Hampton. Quickly, the Bulldogs of Hampton back the other way. Holtzclaw with it, kicks it off in the corner. Now back in the hands of Holtzclaw out top. He hands off to Buckles. Buckles works against Jimmy Burgett. Buckles goes right corner now, baseline to the hoop. Shot was no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Keaton with it. Pass out to Grant Strong. Minute 20 and ticking, first quarter. Foul going to be called against Dalton Holtzclaw, his first, I believe. Yeah, and this is exactly why Coach Edwards wanted teams like Hampton to come to this facility. He knows he might see him again. He knows that he's got to play these kind of guys to get ready for Pickett County and district play. He knows he's going to play these kind of guys to hopefully repeat as Class A state champs. You got to beat the best to be the best, and we're seeing one of the best in Hampton coming in here tonight.
Yeah, definitely in Class A we are, Daniel. Already played two good teams and lost to them. We're hoping that we can win this battle of the Bulldogs here tonight between Clay County and Hampton.
Keaton Arms called for the offensive foul, putting it back in Hampton's hands. That's three offensive fouls against Clay County in this first quarter of action. Minute 5 and ticking. Hampton with it. Burleson inside, 8-foot jumper. Good. 15-14. They're swapping leads here. Hampton up by one. Quickly, Strong ahead to Arms. Arms shot up, partially blocked by Burleson. It goes off the hands of Burleson and out of bounds. So Clay County going to maintain possession. Good defensive play by Burleson.
It was. I was impressed by his touch on the offensive end, too, Daniel. A guy with his body has got some great touch around the rim.
Strong with it. Left wing on the inbound play. 45 seconds and ticking. Dribbles behind the back. Goes to the left. Kicks back to Smith out top. Eli now works against McCurry. Goes to Burchett. Burchett throws it away. Burleson steals it. Passes ahead to Buckles. Buckles to the hoop. He misses it, but a putback also no good. The putback by Campbell no good. Strong with it. Left wing. Three-pointer. Good. Strong opened the contest with a three-pointer. He closes the first quarter, perhaps, with a three-pointer. 15 seconds and ticking. Clay County up by two, 17-15. McCurry with it out top. Uses a Burleson screen to create room. Working against Eli Smith. Dishes off now to a teammate in the corner. Back in the hands of McCurry. He drives inside. 2 seconds. Shot up. No good. Buzzer sounds. First quarter ends. We have got a Clay County Christmas Classic. Dandy going here. It's the Bulldogs of Clay County 17, the Bulldogs of Hampton 15 at the end of one.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Eco Panels of Tennessee Clay County Christmas Classic coverage here on the Horizon Sports Network. And we've got a treat here tonight between Clay County and Hampton, two of the best Class A teams in the state. And the Dogs, I'm sorry, I can't say the Dogs.
Yeah.
They're both Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Clay County leads Hampton 17-15 here headed into the second quarter. And Grant Strong's leading the way. No surprise there, Daniel. He's got a cool dozen, 12, in the first quarter.
On the floor for Hampton to open up the second quarter, Michael Harrison, Isaiah McCurry, Caden Buckles, Morgan Lyons, and Hayden Campbell. On the floor for Clay County, Jimmy Virtue, Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, and Grant Strong. Two great head coaches here, Ned Smith, Rob Edwards, doing battle with their outstanding squads. And very even first quarter, Coach. What you thought so far?
Well balanced by both teams. And, all the players are getting involved. Of course, Grant had a great first quarter.
Virtue with it out top, gives the arms. Keaton now to Spivey. Spivey at right wing. Gives to Strong. Strong under pressure. Ball stolen away. Buckles heads the other way, misses the layup. Got his own ball, but his feet were on the baseline. It looked like a foul on the floor because there was a lot of contact when Strong had it stolen from him. That was not to be, though. Fortunately, Clay County, with good defensive presence, Eli Smith forced Buckles to miss the layup. And now we're back under action. Smith inbounds to Spivey. Now across to Burchett. Jimmy with it back to Jeff at right wing. Spivey going to go all the way to the hoop. Floaters up. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. The big man puts it back up. He's going to be fouled by Campbell. Keaton going to go to the line to shoot two. We have been missing Keaton Arms down in the paint.
On some putbacks and some scoring.
He's a great shooter. We don't see him taking a ton of shots. But if you look through the course of a season, his field goal percentage is going to be pretty high. He's got a good touch and just a good basketball player. Of course, by rights, his mom and dad both were, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
Going to be a little rusty starting off here
with
the shot, no doubt, Daniel, as he misses that first free throw. But he found the mark on the second. But what he brings is the rebounding. He's just got a knack for the ball. Doesn't necessarily sky above players, but he gets position and cleans the boards for Clay County.
He does. Really the first time we've had to talk about Keaton this year broadcasting. Want to make sure we took the time to do it. Glad to have him back. 18-15, Clay County leading here. Arms hit one of those. Hampton with it. Jump shot no good. Rebound Jimmy Burgett. Jimmy quickly the other way, going to go coast to coast, all the way to the hoop.
Got him, and it laid in there.
I had to wait for a minute, rolled twice the whole circumference of the rim before it went in.
Yeah, great decision by Burchett there. He had Spivey on one side, Strong on the other, and that's where the Hampton Bulldogs went, and he just took it down the middle, Daniel.
Made them pay. 6:45 and ticking. Second quarter, Hampton with the basketball. Clay County with a 5-point lead, the biggest of the night for either squad. And a foul called, offensive foul called against number 24. I thought she signaled 24, but they say 34. Campbell.
Second foul for him.
Campbell picks up his second personal.
Hampton's staying with the full court pressure here, trying to keep the ball out of Strong's hands, but Smith inbounds it to him and clears out.
Strong across the timeline, works to Burchett. Jimmy with it at right wing.
just straight man defense, too. Hampton just up in Clay County's grill.
They're doing a good job with it. Keaton Arms now, right wing. He works against Burleson, crosses him up.
There he got a good shot. Good shot off the dribble.
6:15 and ticking. Second quarter, 22-15 now, Clay County in front. And perhaps that loss Thursday night at York, 96-70, has motivated this Clay County squad.
Clay County on an 8-0 run if you go back to that Grant Strong 3 to close out the first quarter, Daniel.
Turnover created. Keaton Arms going to the floor. It's come up with, though, by Hampton Bulldog, number 24. Morgan Lyons with the bucket. Drawing Hampton back within five. Turnover in the backcourt. Arms trying to pass to Spivey. It was stolen by Holtzclaw, and he has the layup. So the pressure for Hampton being disruptive here. Burchett now safely across the timeout. Gives to Strong. Strong has it knocked out of his hands. They're going to call a foul.
I believe that put us in the 1-1.
Strong does walk to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 here. Bryce Bailey and John Hamilton checking back in. I've been calling John Hamilton double zero. He's single zero.
Yeah, he may be double on away games, Daniel. This is the first home game we've called here this
season.
That's true.
I think his black jersey does have double zero.
Yeah.
.534 mark, second quarter. Clay County leading by three, 22-19. Granite the line, shooting the front end of a 1-1. Knocks it down, earns the right to shoot the second. On the floor right now for Clay County, John Hamilton, Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, Andrew Smith, and Bryce Bailey. Bailey and Smith, a big part of this squad. Second one's away and good by Strong. Andrew Smith, younger brother Beeline, he's playing 14 minutes on average a night. Bailey playing 13 minutes a night. So those two playing about a quarter and a half of action each time the Dogs touch the floor. Hampton with the basketball, trailing by five. They work inside the lines. And a foul called against John Hamilton. His lines was posting up. Officials just love to call against John, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, he gets behind people and
you mentioned Bailey.
Makes mistakes when he gets behind them on defense.
We were without Bailey up in Jamestown the other night when we were playing York, which saw Andrew Smith see extra time in that one, and he played pretty well.
Hampton on the inbound, Lyons, jump shot good. Three-point contest, back to single possession. Strong with it across the timeline, five-minute mark all the way to the hoop. Shot no good. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to award it back to Hampton. Two different Hampton Bulldogs fell to the hardwood here at Rob Edwards Court, hoping to draw a charge, but just a no-call.
Yeah, I think there's a good no-call there. It's obvious that Hampton is waiting on Strong to dive into the lane, Daniel, and I would too. You know, not a bad game plan against the reigning Mr. Basketball.
Strong may have to use that patented elbow jump shot where he pulls up and hits it from free throw range.
You know, I'd like to see us get that neutral zone in high school ball because we've got so many players in high school that just kind of play basket sucker and get under the basket and wait.
That's right.
And really aren't playing defense at all. They're just standing back there waiting for a player on either team, you know, that's got a good move to the basket.
Kind of one of those things that players will exploit until they're not allowed to, you know.
Yeah.
Hampton on the inbound here. They took a few moments to wipe up some sweat off the floor. The Hampton Bulldogs with it, working against Hamilton inside the lines again. Hamilton, no good defense, knocks the ball away. Grant Strong comes up with the loose ball. Grant the other way, drives the left side of the lane, gets to the hoop, does not score. Put back no good, tries to get his own rebound. Cannot do it. It goes off the hands of Lyons out of bounds, and Clay Canyon inbound. And we now see Eli Smith, Keaton Arms, and Jimmy Burchett checking back in. Actually, Eli not going to make the trip onto the court. Coach Edwards holding him. Andrew coming out, John Hamilton coming out. Bailey and Burchett going back in.
Strong
jump shot.
There
he is. Good. 4.5 minute mark of this second quarter and the 5 points now the lead for Clay County, 26-21. Eli Smith now comes back to the scorer's table. Three-pointer taken by Hampton. Left wing, no good. It was Dalton Holtzclaw on the attempt. Ball goes up off the rim and hits the framework above the hoop here, and they blow the ball dead. Clay County inbound. Full court pressure still being applied here. At times, Hapton has been disruptive. Strong works against Holtzclaw. Going to drive past him, crosses the timeline, and draws the foul. As he does so, Strong with a good head fake there to show a little bit of the contact, perhaps, and Holtzclaw picks up the personal. Grant going to go to the line here. The two greatest players of the modern era here in the Clay County High School era, Grant Strong and Tyreek Key, both had such a knack for getting to the free throw line. Both of them shooting just hundreds of free throws in their careers. Strong misses the front end of the 1-1 here. 4:15 and ticking. Second quarter, Hampton back in possession. McCurry out top, running the point, defended by Jimmy Burchett. Double screen set up. McCurry can't do anything with it, though. Now he drives into the paint, kicks it back out to a reserve. That's number two, Harrison. Harrison back to McCurry. Not a lot of a post game here out of a Hampton, more of a guard-heavy team. We've talked about Burleson. He's on the bench. We've talked about Campbell. He's on the bench. It's Lyons now who's serving as that post player.
Yeah, Morgan Lyons, he's got 6 first-half points, Daniel, and just 4 of the second quarter points here for Hampton.
Ball was knocked out of bounds by Clay Kenny. Hampton on the inbound misses the shot. Rebound, Jeff Spivey. Spivey quickly the other way. Passes ahead to Smith. Eli out of Jimmy. Jimmy, 10-foot jumper. No good. Short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Hampton. It was Whitehead who came out of there with it. Passes ahead to McCurry. Fast break layup. Good. 26-23. Neither team has been able to pull away by more than 5. Clay County led by 7 at one time. 3:20 mark, second quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Bailey inside of the hoop, scores.
Good move. Good move.
Nice to see Bailey being aggressive there with the basketball. He adds his first bucket of the contest. Clay County up by 5, 28-23.
You see Strong getting a breather here, and Bailey taking the initiative to take it to the hoop, Daniel.
Bryce, one of those great players. He would start for most of the teams we play against on this Clay County squad. He comes off the bench, though. Three-pointer good by Michael Harrison. Under 3 minutes to go in this first half of play. Coach Edwards wants a 30-second timeout. Going to talk to his guys. 2:46 mark, second quarter. Clay County 28, Hampton 26.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where Clay County leads Hampton by 2, 28-26. Grant Strong already up to 16 points here in the first half, while Hampton's being led by Morgan Lyons with 6, and Dalton Holtzclaw has 5. Good game we got going here, Daniel.
Couldn't ask for better. An early Christmas present, no doubt, this week. Clay County with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Strong with it. At right elbow. Backs out behind the arc. Fires the triple. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Eli Smith. Eli dishes off to Bailey. Bailey left block. Under pressure. Has his shot blocked by Campbell. Arms picks up the loose ball. Keaton with it. Spins it in the paint. 8-foot jumper. No good. Put back by Strong. Miss. Keaton cleans it up, though. He got his own rebound. And Keaton put it back in. I think he has 7-8 points on the night. 2:10 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County 30, Hampton 26. The Hampton Bulldogs with the basketball now. Holtzclaw left wing, gives it up to Harrison. He's at the top of the key, back to Holtzclaw. Holtzclaw now picks up the dribble, swings it back to a teammate. I think that's Whitehead. Whitehead into the lane. That's actually Buckles. Buckles misses the shot from right block. Running layup was no good. Rebound Bailey. Bryce under pressure in a trap, gives it to Eli Smith. Smith now in a trap, passes ahead to Strong. Strong in the front court, left wing. They're trying to trap him. Grant not to be denied access to the hoop, though. He gives it to Arms. Arms' shot was blocked. A great defensive play by Hampton. Arms comes up with the loose ball. Put back no good. Strong put back good. Coach, these are two really good basketball teams, and you see it down here. You've got Hampton playing just hard-nosed defense, Strong and Arms on the boards, fighting for the loose balls. Just really good stuff we're seeing. Best basketball of the season that I've watched.
And the pace is furious, Daniel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up and down. And they're streaking up and down the court as here comes Bailey Armstrong.
Bailey with the steal, goes coast to coast, and makes the layup. Bryce Bailey draws the foul, and he's going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. What a second quarter Bailey's having. Adds his fourth point, tries to get the fifth at the line here. 34-26, Clay County leading by eight. I feel safe to say that's the biggest black and gold Bulldog lead of the night.
Yeah, Clay County on a 6-0 run right here. Bailey, the junior, can make it seven.
Foul was against Holtzclaw.
And he makes it.
His third. As Thomas mentioned, Bailey knocks down the free throw. He gets a breather. Comes to the bench. Jeff Spivey checks back in. On the floor here for Clay County with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Spivey, Strong, Burgett, Eli Smith, and Hamilton. Hampton with it. They work inside. Strong with good defense along with Hamilton creates a turnover. Grant with it in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline. Wants to get to the hoop. Pulls up. Jump shot. Left elbow good. We called for that mid-range jumper, and now he's doing it. Strong, so smooth with that patented shot. We're down to half a minute to play in the second quarter. Clay County leading Thomas by 11, 37-26.
Yeah, Strong 20 as Eli Smith picks up another loose ball, and he's going to take it and give it to Strong.
A no-look pass, perhaps a pass that Strong didn't see either because it goes out of bounds.
Clay County up by double digits, Daniel. They've extended that unanswered run to 9 right now, 9-0 run.
Pretty impressive. The most dominant stretch of basketball we've seen out of either squad during this first half of play. Hampton with the ball, a last opportunity to score perhaps. 10 seconds on the clock. Harrison with it. Long three-pointer. Good. What a shot. He was 6 feet behind the arc left wing. Clay County with another chance. 2 seconds left. They pass ahead to Bailey. Bailey's layup. Oh, no, it's Spivey on the layup. No good, though, as the buzzer sounds. 37-29, Clay County leads Hampton by 8 here in the Eco Panels Clay County Christmas Classic.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Hampton 37-29 here at intermission. And this has been a battle of two of the Class A's top two teams, and they've set a furious pace here tonight. Clay County led 17-15 at the end of the first quarter. Then they outscored Hampton 20-14 in the second stanza to take this 8-point lead. They were up by two with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter when they ripped off a 9-0 run to increase that margin to 11 before Michael Harrison buried a three late as time ticked away to cut it to 8 here at halftime. For the Hampton Bulldogs, they're being led by both Michael Harrison and Morgan Lyons off the bench. They have 6 points apiece. Dalton Holtzclaw and Logan Whitehead each have 5. Caden Buckles has 3. And Isaiah McCurry and Connor Burleson each have 2. For Clay County, Bryce Bailey has 5. Jimmy Burchett, 2. Keaton Arms, 6. Jeff Spivey, 2. And Grant Strong has 20 points here in the first half. Again, Clay County leads 37-29 here in the Clay County Christmas Classic. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, about 2 minutes and 45 seconds until we get this third quarter started. So we're going to take this opportune time to ask the Subway Trivia Challenge question, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do.
If you are someone other than Amber Strong and Betsy Holden, you're eligible to answer. They were our winners last week, so they are ineligible on this broadcast. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker. The certificate for Subway was given away during the girls' answer that was actually won by former head coach Joe Sims when he knew it, and no one else ever sent in an answer. So if you think you know the answer to this boys' question, send a response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Okay, so it's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge boys' question. When the Dogs met Hampton during Christmas tournament action of the 2006 season, what Bulldog scored 30 points to help capture the win? Now, Clay County's only played Hampton twice in the Rob Edwards era. This 2006 Christmas tournament game I just referenced, and, of course, the 2016 state quarterfinal in Murfreesboro. I'll ask the question one more time. When the Dogs met Hampton during Christmas tournament action of the 2006 season, so this would be in December of 05 is when this would have took place, what Bulldog scored 30 points to help capture the win? If you think you know the answer, please text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Coach, about a minute left here before we get things going in this third quarter. Been a great game between two good teams, 37-29 right now. What would you like to see done differently, perhaps, out of Clay County on either end of the floor?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's a pretty solid first half. And, you know, if we had started pretty quick tonight, we'd be in one of those holes again tonight. This one started out pretty quick, but we were able to match them. And well, they matched us, and we're back and forth. And then we managed to pull up to a little bit of a lead now. And, you know, it's tough half. It's good,
yeah, no
good,
doubt.
Good ball game.
Two big differences I see. Number one, Keaton Arms back healthy. Along with Bryce Bailey and others. So we're at full strength for the first time in a while. The other big thing I see, intensity. You know, we talked about it last Tuesday when we was at Red Bullin, but that's still a, forgive me for saying it, that's still an inferior opponent to this Clay County team. They opened up with intensity there. But listening to the York game, you were there, Thomas, didn't sound as much intensity in that one.
Well, it's hard to be real intense when they're just putting shots in your face, you know. Eli Smith guarded I can't remember anything.
Nick Smith
up there at Jamestown, and he was in his grill the whole time.
I mean,
and they were still making shots.
The thing about him, he knew that he was on, and he knew that there wasn't anybody out there could stop him.
Yeah,
and he played that way.
And I'll tell you, somebody else playing like that tonight, and that's Grant Strong. 20 first half points. He's come out with a different look here tonight, and he's making shots from the outside. We saw him double down underneath and draw a couple charges strong, making them around the elbow, and a couple threes already tonight. He's upped his game, too.
Hampton with the basketball starting this third quarter of action. Just in case you're wondering, Thomas mentioned that Strong had 20 in this first half of play. On the season, Grant averaging 33.8, so might as well caught 34 points a contest. Already over halfway to his average tonight. Hampton with the basketball. They had it knocked away once by Clay County. Now they inbound to Burleson inside. His shot no good. Rebound Strong. Good defense by Keaton Arms on Burleson. Except I get a bad shot. Strong in a trap in the backcourt. Going to have help. We're close to the 10 count. Strong gets it ahead. Finally to Keaton Arms. Excuse me. Arms back to Strong. And they're calling it.
No way.
And that did not happen. I hate to tell you. I had
a he was two steps across the center line.
Official, and Strong was beyond the half court. She thought it over and back. Coach Edwards knows it was a bad call, too. But what can you do? Asks about it, moves on.
Well, maybe a makeup call for the foul on the shot on the other end. Who knows, Daniel? But, you know, it's been a pretty good call game so far between two evenly matched teams. And we see Keaton Arms picking up the cheap one here, trying to keep Burleson out of the paint. So I think you're going to see the referees maybe tighten it up a little bit here.
Well, I'd assume them not. Because I'm like you, they've called a good first half. They let two good teams do battle. Hampton inbound here. They work it in baseline. McCurry with it, right wing, defended by Burgett. Works inside now to Whitehead. Back out to McCurry. He fires a three, no good. Rebounds Spivey. Jeff has it knocked away. It goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. Smith to inbound. Hampton has used this full court pressure throughout the contest. Smith works into Burchett. Burchett to Spivey. Jeff undefended across the timeline. Now he's picked up by Burleson. Fires a three. Three was no good, but he was fouled. It almost went in.
Yes, it did.
We almost saw Spivey hit the three and go to the line to complete a four-point play, but he'll be at the line to shoot three free throws. Looking at season averages here, Jeff, an 80% free throw shooter. Hadn't shot a tremendous amount on the season. He's 8 of 10 from the charity stripe coming into the contest. Knocks down his first one there, putting Clay County up 38-29, a 9-point lead. Second one's good. Tonight, just not a trivia challenge night, Thomas. Nobody's making a guess at who was the leading scorer in 2006 against Hampton with 30 points in Christmas tournament action, back in 06. Spivey good on all three of those free throws, putting the Dogs up by 11, 40-29. Hampton inbounds Burleson with it, has it taken away by Burchett. Jimmy Burchett gets the strong 10-foot jumper in and out, no good. Rebound Whitehead, and they're going to call a foul on Spivey. Very touchy getting on the calls now at this point. Coach Edwards up telling that. Say, guys, you're going to have to back off of it a little.
Yeah, just can't reach. You know, that's what they're calling the fouls, kind of, that don't mean anything, as Coach Watson always talks about, out in the floor.
That's a good point. McCurry with it across the timeline now. Burleson helped him get it there. 6:25 and ticking. Hampton trying to hang around in this one right now. 11-point lead for Clay County. Buckles with it, gives to McCurry. He tries to go back to Buckles. Harrison gets it. Now Whitehead, shot up left block, good. Good ball movement by Hampton. Full court pressure continued here by Hampton. Now Clay Kenny starting to beat it.
Calm down.
Smith beat the pressure, but he threw it away trying to get the teammate Jimmy Burchett.
Got in a little bit of a hurry once he had to kind of relax once he got the pressure beat. And
overall, neither team's pressure has crippled the other, but there have been times that has disrupted, as we just saw.
Yeah, we see Lyons coming in for Logan Whitehead here, Daniel. He's the one that had a pretty good second quarter and kind of kept Hampton in this one. As Jimmy Burchett rebounds, a Hampton miss.
Harrison's three-pointer was no good. And as Thomas said, Burchett pulls it down. An empty possession, though. Maybe not so. Keaton Arms steals it back. It was taken away from the Bulldogs. Arms now fouled by Harrison.
Getting kind of sloppy there for a second.
You see Coach Edwards coming up off the bench and saying, guys, calm down here. You know, that's two turnovers in a row. Fortunately, Arms recovered the ball as Hampton started to take it the other way, and now he's throwing it in for this Clay County possession. Let's see if we don't see a little offense this time, Daniel.
Clay County up by 9, 40-31, 5:30 mark, third quarter. Strong with it, top of the key. Now the center of the lane, layup, no good. They call a blocking call. I was holding my breath. I was afraid of another charge. Grant was called for a charge earlier in the contest, but this is a defensive foul.
You saw
Lyons called for the foul.
You saw the double screen at the top, double ball screen for Grant Strong as he got to the rim there. And Isaiah McCurry coming off of it, number 4, ran into Keaton Arms. His arms were standing still. That was a collision, Daniel.
Arms is a big guy. I wouldn't want to run into him. I still remember very well the sub-state game here at home last year against Cascade. Forget the guy's name, but I know you remember the play, Thomas. I think I referred to it as a WWE clothesline or something, but it was an impact.
It was. Clay County going back up by double figures here, Daniel, kind of maintaining this cushion.
Strong hit both of those free throws to give them that double-digit lead. 11 points, the differential, 42-31. McCurry with it, gives to Harrison at left wing. Harrison working against Strong. Now Lyons out top. Back to McCurry in left corner. Looks inside to Campbell. Tries to go to him. Arms knocks it away. Now Smith in postseason form going all the way to the floor here at Rob Edwards Court and coming up with a loose ball. Did they call it a jump ball in the end anyway? Smith
maybe
had
did,
more possession
Daniel.
Of that. Possession arrow in favor.
Clay County's going to have it.
Of Clay County.
What a play by Smith. He was in the paint, Daniel.
That was a tremendous hustle, guys.
Dove and got on that ball at the three-point line.
Yeah, he's about a 12-foot slide that he did across the court here. Strong with it on the inbound. We have a correct answer. On the trivia challenge question, I'm thrilled to say, and it only took one guess. Miss Brittany Kerr texted in the response of Casey Furl, and it was Casey Furl back in 2006 who had 30 points against Hampton in Christmas tournament action. So she will be receiving a Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldogs fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina, because it's Subway Fresh is what they do. Now, I may have my years wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, it could be that Brittany's husband, Tyler, was a teammate of Farrell's on that squad. So she may have an inside track. Thomas, I saw you give me a sideways look a minute ago, and I know what it was. You'd like me to take the certificate away from Coach Sims and give it to Brittany Kerr. And you know what? I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. Well, Brittany's going to get the Subway gift certificate for a 6-inch sub and a sticker. Back action here. They was wiping up the floor. That's why we had a chance to talk so long. You hadn't missed anything, folks. Strong misses the jump shot. Rebound Whitehead for Hampton. Hampton ahead to McCurry. McCurry gives off the lines. Now back to McCurry. I understand we may have some Hampton listeners tonight. We hope we're pronouncing these names close to right. A big three-pointer knocked down by Caden Buckles from right corner. Will and Hampton back into this one. They climb back now. We've got an 8-point contest, Coach Watson, and the full-court pressure starting to disrupt Clay County. Finally, they beat it. Arms passes ahead to Andrew Smith. Smith in the trap. Gets it back to Keaton. Keaton out of Grant. Strong with it. Right wing fires a three. No good. Rebounded.
Great save.
Bailey. Bailey has it taken away, though, by a Hampton Bulldog. Here McCurry comes. Full head of steam. Layup. No good. Rebounded by Lyons. Lyons put back. Going to be good for two. And all of a sudden, 6 points the difference. Clay County 42. Hampton 36. Make it 8-point difference. Strong to Bailey. Bailey finishes it off. Strong with the assist. 3:40 and ticking. Third quarter, 44-36. Clay County back up by eight. On the floor for the Dogs right now, Keaton Arms, Grant Strong, Bryce Bailey, Andrew Smith, and Jeffrey Spivey. McCurry with it, top of the key, fires a three.
Good.
What a shot. Hampton's starting to heat up. They have cut into this lead. Now it's a 5-point game. And I like it when it's closer, to be honest. Makes it more exciting for me to call. Strong with it into the front court. 8-foot jumper in the lane. Good. Now the team's starting to swap buckets. 3:05 and ticking. Third quarter, 46-39 the score. Black and Gold Dogs up by seven.
Good hard work on both ends of the floor for both these teams.
From both teams. Clay County has a steal. Andrew Smith passes ahead to Strong. Dunk opportunity. Throws it in. Tomahawk jam. The crowd erupts here.
Should have had a foul on that.
I think you're right. If there had been a layup, he'd have got the call.
Timeout going to be taken by Hampton. 2:41 mark here of this third quarter. 48-39. Clay County leads.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection, because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic. 2:41 to go in the third quarter. Clay County leads 48-39, courtesy of a Grant Strong dunk through traffic, Daniel.
Yeah, he took some contact there. Could have easily been a couple of foul on top of it. Hampton with the basketball. 2:40 and ticking. 9-point game. McCurry with it out top. Dishes to Harrison at high post. Knocked away by Burchett. Jimmy having a great defensive night. Caused a lot of turnovers for the Hampton Bulldogs.
Got a foul out on the floor.
Caden Buckles called for the reach-in foul. His first personal in the contest. I've been impressed with Buckles tonight. He's played well. Impressed by point guard senior Isaiah McCurry, his ball handling ability and his overall quickness. Hampton a strong team. They do seem to be guard heavy, but they do have the post, as we've talked about, if they choose to go that route. It's just that Arms has done such a great job with them in the paint.
Yeah, they have, and Spivey too, Daniel. And he takes it to the hole
and pulls and draws another foul. But we talked about, the parity amongst this Hampton Bulldog team. Three guys averaging 13 points, another with 15, and then the other guy with 8. So, you're not seeing 24 points or 26 points right now. Make it 28 for Grant Strong here on this Hampton team.
Two more for Strong. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. 50-39. Clay County back out to an 11-point lead. McCurry with it. Gives to Harrison. Harrison kicks back to McCurry. He thinks about a three. Decides better of it. Works now over to Buckles. Foul call on the floor away from the basketball.
On John Hamilton, I believe.
John.
They just won't let John work down there. Third personal for John.
Strong coming out for a breather, Daniel.
May set this remaining minute 46 of the third, depending on how it goes. Burleson, a nice jump shot.
Oh, here he is.
Inbound play for Hampton. Smith works into Burchett. Burchett, reverse knife edge chop that time by number 23, Brody Hicks. Hicks seen his first action of the contest and making the most of it was a pretty good foul.
Yes.
Spivey checking out. Hamilton checking out on the floor right now for Clay County. Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burchett, who's at the line here, shooting the front end of a 1-1. Joining those three are Eli Smith and Bryce Bailey. Burchett misses the front end. Rebound Hampton. Lions pulled it down. Gives to McCurry. McCurry into the front court. Working against Burchett. Jimmy's done a pretty good job with him tonight. Picks up the dribble inside to Burleson, working against Arms, scores the bucket. Burleson adds two from right block. Clay Kenny on the inbound, Strong with it, works against Harrison, dribbles behind the back, now weaves between two defenders, works ahead, top of the key now in the front court, picks up the dribble, dishes to Arms baseline, back to Strong, right block, shot, good. Strong with 30 now. Minute left here in this fourth quarter. Thomas, this is not a pushover squad. Strong's hung 30 on in the first three quarters.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And they've done everything they could, Daniel. They've doubled him when he's had the ball, ran three guys at him, waited under the rim for him. But Grant Strong's going to get his. I don't care how you guard him, Daniel.
Hampton with it. Lines baseline, layup no good. A foul called, though. Could have been on the floor prior to the Strong call for the foul.
Got to reach in. Pretty good foul. He beat on the baseline.
Clay County kind of weathering the storm right here. The Hampton run cut it to 5 at one point here in the third quarter, Daniel, and they've got it back out to this 9-point lead. As Lyons buries a 3, make it 6.
What a shot. From the left corner was Lyons on that dagger. Morgan Lyons, the senior reserve. I call him a reserve. He's played a tremendous amount in that, though. He was not of those original 5 starters. Strong's foul was a shooting foul on the floor. Did you see?
I didn't, Daniel.
Must be for 2. Nobody looks ready for a rebound here. First one's away. Good. 53-46. It's been tight throughout this one. I'm going to guess that, what was Clay County up? We get up to 15 once.
I don't know if it was that much, Daniel.
Strong good on both of those. Clay County leading by 7, 53-46. 25 seconds left in this third quarter. Lines with it, inbounds to Burleson. Burleson swings ahead to Buckles. Buckles at left wing works against Smith. Eli denies access to the baseline. Back to McCurry. Now back to Buckles. Inside the lines, defended by Spivey. Spivey sides of the feet. And they're going to call a foul.
Lyons has got great body control. He kind of dips that shoulder a little bit and bulls his way into the paint. And he's good around the rim, too. He's played big for Hampton tonight. He's in the double figures with 11 points.
He is. He's a thick kid. He's done well. I thought Spivey did a nice job defending him there. But they did call a foul on Jeff on the floor. 5th for Clay County here in this second half. Less than 10 seconds, down to 5. Buckles with it, top of the keys, left side of the lane, shot up, no good. Foul going to be called, though, with 1.7 seconds left. 3 dogs converged on him, Arms, Smith, and Strong. And they're going to give it to Smith.
Don't know about that one, but I guess it was a little contact, I guess.
Yeah, it looked pretty clean.
Nice drive by Buckles right there. Went around Smith, got the advantage, and then Strong was there waiting for him, and he took it to him.
Buckles hits the first free throw. Second one coming. 1.7 seconds left on this third quarter clock. This is the nightcap of four contests that's been played here today in Joe Simms Gym, and I think we've saved the best for last. Buckles releases on the second. Too strong off the back of the iron. Strong rebounds. Half a second. Desperation three. No good. Third quarter ends. Clay County 54. Hampton 47. It's a tight 7-point ball game. Going to be a great fourth quarter. Don't miss it.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live for this fourth and final quarter. Coach, 3.7 behind us. What are your thoughts at this point?
We've got to maintain. We got to do no worse than bucket for bucket.
Clay County does have a 7-point lead, 54-47. Make it, in and out, no good for Hampton. Put back good by Lyons. It was Whitehead who missed the original shot. Lyons playing great tonight. 54-49, a 5-point contest. Smith with it, gives up to Burchett. Clay County starting with all five of those original starters here in this fourth and final quarter. Unless it goes overtime, of course. A 5-second
Oh, he wasn't on him.
Burchett didn't realize the official was counting. He's been defended by McCreary, and Jimmy simply didn't know the official was counting.
He wasn't on him.
What the distance is supposed to be on a 5-second call. You see them sometimes up there never counting, and then that time the count started as Burchett was on a wire, and we're seeing an offensive foul here, I think called on number 34, Campbell.
Campbell called for the offensive foul. His third personal. Campbell came in early. He was one of the first reserves off the bench for Hampton, but has not been used tremendously after that.
Well, I think it's because Morgan Lyons is playing so well here tonight, Daniel. He's got a baker's dozen, 13 points to lead Hampton.
Clay County with the ball after that offensive foul against Hampton. Strong with it out top. Defended by Whitehead.
Both the big guys in there now. You got Lyons and Burleson.
Arms. Left corner. Thought he's going to shoot the three. Goes baseline. Strong move.
And forced it in.
Keaton Arms, one of the strongest young men you'll ever run across.
He said this one's going in.
And he surely did. Put it in. A great move. He likes that matchup against Burleson.
Yeah,
he gives up a little size to Burleson, but he's quicker than Burleson.
Yeah, but he's stout enough to keep him off the block, too, and box him out for this rebound he just got.
He pulls it in. Arms playing huge. We've already talked about so much how he was being missed. Strong's a pretty savvy player. Twice now tonight, I've seen Grant use that head fake.
He's drawing
attention to it.
I don't know that
there was much contact there, but they
I got a pretty hard lick.
Yeah, exactly. Grant gonna go to the line to shoot two because Clay County in the double bonus, due to the 10 plus team fouls against Hampton. 16 fouls against Clay County at this point. 57-49. I don't feel I've given the score in a few moments. Clay County leading by 8. Strong hit the first of those free throws. Is that right, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
6:34 mark. Don't know that he's missed a free throw tonight other than one, perhaps. 58-49. Clay County, thanks to those Grant Strong free throws, back in front now by 9 points. A lot of basketball left, though. 6.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. into the front court. A nice move by Holtzkopf. And credit Hampton with great team speed. They can play so quickly. And Clay County can too. Spivey adds it in for left block. We're getting back into that swapping buckets stretch. Strong comes up with a steal. Gives to Smith. Smith to Burchett. Jimmy back over to Grant. Grant has it at left wing. Wants to fire three. Defended by Harrison, though. Harrison with a pretty long wingspan. Now he drives inside. Jump shot.
Beautiful.
Tempo good.
You can't defend that. Strong tossed him up, got to his spot, rose up, Daniel, and knocked it down for his 36th point of the night.
He comes in there with such a burst of speed and gets the defender moving. Then he slaps on the brake, but breaks there right at the elbow of the paint and has separation for that jump shot. Hampton with it. Lines inside. Spins.
Oh,
no good. Ball picked up by Arms. Arms to Strong. Grant looks ahead. Couldn't find a teammate to hook up with. Keeps it himself. Goes into the left corner. Now gives to Eli Smith. Smith back to Strong. Baseline drive by Grant. Floater shot. No good. Rebound Lines. And they're going to call a foul on Spivey. And I don't know that Jeff really got into the guy, but that's what they're calling.
He was behind him.
Had his hand on his hip. You know, kind of didn't allow, I think it was Lines maybe, to rise up for that defensive rebound, Daniel, and Lines. As Hampton's in the bonus, walks the other end to shoot the free throws.
5:20 mark, fourth quarter. Hampton 51, Clay County 62. 11 points the lead for the Black and Gold Dogs. This game that probably is drawing statewide attention in the single A ranks. Two of the traditional favorites to make it to Murfreesboro each year playing right here tonight. Lions good on the front end, earns the right to shoot the second.
Yeah, like I said, lots of basketball history between these two schools.
Yeah,
not against each other, but among them. Among them.
Right.
And it's lived up to the hype here tonight.
Yeah.
You know, Hampton's got it down to a five-point game in the third quarter, and then had it to seven as Eli Smith breaks away again, Daniel.
Sure did. Had it taken away, though. Lyons, who else? He's played great throughout the contest. He's going to be called. I start to say he's going to be called for the charge. Keaton Arms, though, called for the defensive box. Sure did look like Keaton. He got there and got set up, but I am looking through black and gold glasses. So Keaton called for his third personal. Yeah, definitely, you know, this game, like I said, so important because when we come back from Christmas break, a big matchup with Pickett County looming there. We'll talk about it later, though, because the timeout's been taken. 5:07 mark, fourth quarter, 54-62, Clay County leads.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live for fourth quarter action. Lyons at the line to shoot the back end of a 1-1 that he connected on the front end of. 8 points the lead for Clay County, 62-54. They maintain that 8-point lead. Lyons misses that second free throw. Rebound Strong. They're going to call a foul on the floor against Whitehead, and we walk to the other end. And Grant Strong's going to shoot two. And I hate to jinx it, but I will anyway. Almost automatic from the free throw line.
But now sometimes he'll hit a little streak, maybe when he gets just a little bit tired. Most of the time it's pretty automatic.
84%, I think we say, shooter, 83 from the free throw stripe. My jinx, he missed that one. I'm going to hush, Coach.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you look at
those season averages that Coach Meadows gave us. And you see that out of a 32-minute contest, Strong playing 27 and a half minutes. So, no surprise there, you know.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, even though he's in excellent condition, at the same time, that's a lot of effort.
You get weary.
You do. What about that second one, Tom? Strong good on the second attempt. Hampton with the basketball. Knocked out of bounds by Clay County. On the four for the Dogs right now. Eli Smith, Jimmy Burchett, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, and Bryce Bailey. Harrison inbound for Hampton. 4:50 left in this fourth quarter. Hampton still with time to come back in it. Good defense by Arms. Forces the ball back outside to McCurry. Clay County leading by 9, 63-54. Hampton needing points. Nice pass across the paint to Campbell. He scores. Good ball movement by Hampton. Timeout going to be taken by head coach Ned Smith. Wants to talk to his guys. They've drawn a little closer here. 7 points the difference, 56-63. 4.5 minutes left.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live. Thomas, tell us something interesting.
Clay County's Grant Strong's up to 37. With about half of this fourth quarter left, Daniel, and, he just kind of done it all. We've seen him throw down the dunk. We've seen him make threes. We've seen him be almost perfect from the free throw line. And he's kept Clay County with this comfortable 10-8-point lead. Hampton's got it down to 7 right now, though. And the Bulldogs from Hampton are within striking distance and have been for the last 8 minutes or so.
Yeah, they've never been out of it. Clay County had a double-digit lead there for a pretty good stretch, but even then, you never had the sense that Hampton was done, and they're not.
You know, one big shot by Hampton, and this is a fever pitch here.
Absolutely. Eli Smith with it for Clay County. Hands off to Spidey. Jeff weaves around the top of the key, gives to Jimmy. Now Strong. Grant with it, left elbow. Picks up the dribble, kicks to Keaton Arms. Keaton now going to drive. He's into the paint. Running layup, good.
Yeah, good job, Keaton.
Keaton Arms is
with that blazing speed.
Yeah. Well, he is
quick step, quick first step.
He
has got
does.
A quick first step.
A lot of these
step.
Guys he's, that are charged with defending him, he gets them on that first step.
And he fools them.
Arms has added a lot of tools to his box in the last year, too. He did some things.
Oh, there's the big shot.
And that was number 11, Buckles, hitting the triple. 65-59, 3:35 and ticking. As I was saying, along with all of his teammates, Arms becoming a stronger player during the several months that have passed since they won the state title back in March.
Back to 6.
Turnover there by Clay County, giving a chance here for Hampton.
Hampton with it out top. McCurry kicks off there to Harrison. 3-point good. And we are back.
Back to 3-point ball game.
Single possession contest, 65-62. 3 minutes left. Strong with it. Baseline to the hoop. Ooh, just a little off on the shot. Rebounded by Hampton. Hampton with an opportunity to tie, depending on shot selection. Harrison, 3-pointer, right wing. No good. Rebound, Spivey. Spivey fights out of there. Draws some contact. No whistle blow, though. And now they're going to get 14 for the foul. It's Whitehead. Whitehead called for the personal. Spivey going to go to the line to shoot two. And it seems like Clay's been the double bonus for some time now.
Yeah.
.248 mark. Fourth quarter. 65-62. Spivey good on the free throw. Putting Hampton behind now by 4. Another one coming. Jeff releases.
Got
good
it.
On it. 5 points for lead. 67-62. 30-second timeout taken by Hampton.
2:48, mark fourth quarter. Clay County up by five. We're going to play one ad and be right back.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here at live, 2:48 left in this fourth quarter on the 4-4 Clay County. Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, Grant Strong, and Jimmy Virchett. Hampton with the basketball.
5-point game, Daniel, I tell you. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Buckles with it to the hoop. Shot up good. Buckles has played great tonight, as have the rest of his Hampton Bulldog teammates. A steal here in the backcourt. Holtzclaw comes up with it. Takes it away from Burgett. 67-64, Burleson. Burleson going to be called or his arms?
He's going to call it on arms, I guarantee you.
Keaton picks up his fourth personal. Burleson going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1.
Big free throws right here for Burleson. We've seen him had to touch kind of in that area around the rim, Daniel. I'd say he's a pretty good free throw shooter. And he misses.
Second one away, no good. Too strong there. Well, it's the front end. Actually, I'm doing one, not the second. I'm sorry. Strong to the other end. Has his shot blocked. Comes back with possession of it. Throws it off of a Bulldog. Clay County maintains possession. Very interesting series of events right there. In the end, it ends up Clay County basketball, though. That's what we should have seen. Strong on the inbound play. Spins in the paint. Shot up. Good. 69-64, 5 points to lead now, 2:05 and ticking.
Come on, we've got to have some defense, guys.
Hampton with it out top. Buckles with it. Whistles blow. It looks like Buckles had dribbled off of Lyons' foot.
Oh, come on.
We're calling Jimmy Virchett for a foul, though, when we're getting into the type of officiating we saw at Ribbon Springs this past Tuesday when we called from over there.
Yeah, this is a double screen out top. Virchett trying to fight his way through it, Daniel, and kind of use a swim move to get between the two Hampton players.
Lyons
going to the line.
Shooting two here. Double bonus now. First one's away. In and out, no good. Can't help but mention for just a moment, had a comment on the Horizon Sports Network hotline. A listener asked me where my purple was in my black and gold glasses. That's an excellent point. We said here, is
it's
black,
kind
purple,
of
and gold.
To say three colors.
Well, all three, but of course, we've got our purple stripe around here in the gym. I love it. I spent 2 years at Hermitage Springs myself teaching, and they were my two favorite years, my first two. We've got folks like Eli Smith out here playing right now from Hermitage Springs, and I will do better on including the purple in that. It was certainly not an intentional, didn't intentionally leave it absent. Clay County back with the basketball after Lyons missed that second free throw. Spivey with it left wing, kicks back to Burchett out top. Clay County up by four, 69-65. Foul call on the floor against Whitehead for Hampton. We're going to see Grant go to the line again to shoot two. Yeah, you think about, I'm going to stay on that kick for a minute because I preached about this a lot. You think about the players like Gunner Silk, Gavin Silk, and others that have come from Hermitage Springs, Jake Ashlock, Ethan Birdwell, and so many that have meant so much during that time. I honestly don't know if Clay County captures a state championship last year without consolation taking place. And
I tell you what, I think Ethan Birdwell was one of the most respected players we've had.
Absolutely.
Because he bucked the mold. You know, came over here to play at Salina after playing at Hermitage Springs.
Yeah, certainly did. First year came right
yeah.
over. Strong there. Hits one of the two free throws. Putting the Dogs back up by five, 70-65. Minute 33 left in this contest. Hampton with the basketball. They do trail by five.
Strong has 40 with that free throw, Daniel. Under a minute and a half to go.
Buckles with it. Drives inside. 8-foot jumper good. Caden Buckles has played an outstanding ball game, particularly in this fourth quarter. Timeout taken here. Minute 24 left. I'm going to stay on our fourth quarter. Clay County up 70-67. Single possession ball game. The reason I stayed on there, Coach Watson said something about Ethan Myrtle a moment ago, and I just wanted to point out he is a current nominee for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Voting ballots were sent out via email today to the committee members and the current Hall of Fame members. They will have about 2 weeks to vote. Voting will close on December 31st. Four new members will be added to the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame this year. They'll be inducted on January the 21st, a Friday night home game against Clark Range, along with the five guys from last year. Those were Jeff Brown, Bob Prophet, Gary Plumley, Johnny Booger McLaren, and Brittany Walker Huckabee. Such a strong class of those five that got in last year. They were the 10th class, if I'm not mistaken, to be inducted into the Hall. So that just shows the strength of the athletics in Clay County over the last 100 years, to be 10 classes into the Hall and still with five quality individuals.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Daniel. 22 nominees, I think, this year. So plenty more good ones to choose from.
Here we go.
You know, you mentioned Caden Buckles. He only had 3 points in the first half. And he's had a big second half here. He's got a total of 14 so far. So a good run for him to fight and claw and get Hampton back in this one.
Clay County with the basketball. Arms inbounds. Gets it to Spivey. Spivey to Burchett. Now back to Arms. Still working against pressure in the backcourt. Keaton going to put it to the floor. Comes ahead. Dishes ahead to Burchett. Burchett to Spivey. Spivey, he lays it in for two.
Great ball handling, guys.
Clay to beat the press. 67-72. Clay County up by two possessions. 5 points of difference. Lines with it out top. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey to Strong. Grant across the timeline. Quickly into the front court. Dishes off to Smith. No, it was knocked out of bounds by Hampton. Knocked out by Hampton. 53.8 seconds left here. 72-67. The score. 5 point lead for Clay County, and they have the basketball. Strong to inbound. Grant has trouble. Throws it off of lines to buy five more seconds. Good coverage there by Hampton. Yeah. Denying the inbound pass.
Yeah, and just a smart play right there by Grant Strong. Lines wasn't ready for it. Instead of burning a timeout, he takes it off of Lions' leg.
Now Smith going to inbound. Works it into Strong. Strong, six-foot jumper, no good, but he was fouled. Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. 50.9 seconds on this clock. 5 points the difference, 72-67. Grant has shot a tremendous amount of free throws tonight. I want to ask Thomas for an update because that's not something he keeps tallied and counted, but he's got them marked. We'll know at the end of the night. He hits his first there. On the floor for Hampton, Holtzclaw, Lyons, Harrison, Burleson, and they're accompanied by Buckles.
Mm-hmm.
Second one was missed by Grant. Rebound Lyons. Lyons kicks over to Buckles. Buckles with it. 45 seconds left in the contest. Clay County up by six, so it is a two-possession game. Buckles drives baseline. 8-foot jumper, high off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Buckles, put back good. 4-point game. Timeout taken, 34.1 seconds. Clay County 73, Hampton 69. We're going to play one ad and be right back.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here in this full timeout, didn't want to miss any action. Coach, just a few seconds to make some comments here. 34 seconds left. Clay County up by four, 73-69. Clay County's going to have the basketball here. What are we going to see Hampton doing?
Well, Hampton's going to, more than likely, they're going to foul somebody. And
go ahead and try to foul in the backcourt.
Yeah, probably.
Preserve some of the clock.
And probably try to foul someone besides Grant or Jeffrey.
4-point contest here. I think you wait and you see if you can get a steal. We see the pressure from Hampton right here. Take one jab at it and then slap and take the force foul. We've got some questions here at the scores table, Daniel.
Coach Edwards speaking with his scorekeeper. I believe that's young Ella Cummins, the freshman down there taking care of that. Homer Daly, the clock keeper here.
I think they're checking timeouts, maybe.
Okay, Clay County with two timeouts left. Hampton with one timeout. Important to know that kind of stuff at this point.
He goes strong deep, and he fakes out. Arms and arms gets rid of it.
Very interesting move here. We saw a full court pass ahead from Arms to Grant. Grant was trying to get
the ball
possession
out of the
basketball there. Lions ended up with possession of it. Strong was in front of him. Lions' momentum was going to carry him out of bounds.
There we go. They've got it right now.
It in the back.
They've got it right.
But he was standing on
out
the
line. So Clay County maintains possession. Interesting play.
So the inbounds, good job by Smith there getting it into Strong. Strong immediately fouled, 29.4 left, and he's going to the line, Daniel.
Buckles with the foul, his third. Strong to the line. He was one of one on his last trip. Let's see if he can ice things here for a little bit more. 4 points the difference, 73-69. 29.4 seconds left, fourth quarter. Shots up by Strong and good. 5 points the difference.
You know, Strong missed a couple here down the stretch. Let's see if he can't get both of these here.
Yeah, timeout taken by Hampton. Head coach Ned Smith wanting to talk to his guys. I don't know that he's very happy at this moment in time. We're going to go back to break here. 29 seconds left. Clay County up by 5, 74-69.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Christmas Classic, where Clay County leads 74-69 with 29.4 seconds left. Grant Strong at the line trying to score his 43rd point.
They gave him that little break. That was a mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah. 28 seconds and ticking. Hampton with it. They throw it to the right corner. Shot up. No good. Rebound Strong. Foul going to be called against number 12, Dalton Holtzclaw. His fourth. Fifth.
We missed one on him.
Holtzclaw's fifth. McCurry checks back in. We've not seen him in several minutes of game time. Strong at the line trying to really ice this one now. Clay County up by 6, 75-69. Knocks it down. Clay County up by 7. So we've got, by all conventional methods, a 3-possession game right now. Segman's away, short off the front of the rim. Rebound Lines. Lines kicks to McCurry. McCurry into the front court. Three-pointer by Harrison up. No good. They're going to call a foul on Strong and send Harrison to the line to shoot three. Not a ton of contact, but it's what's been called on both ends here in the second half. 15.5 seconds is Harrison. The senior goes to the line for three attempts.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do as time's ticking away here is give them free shots without time ticking off the clock, Daniel. But the makes on the other end, I think, is pretty much ice.
A little too nonchalant on the second one.
For Clay County, as Harrelson misses the second.
First was good. Second was bad. Third one's coming. Away. Good. Five-point game, 76-71, 15 seconds left. Smith inbounds to Strong. Strong going to be, Harrison called for the block. Strong kind of lowered the shoulder a little. Harrison was moving his feet, though. I was afraid they were going to call a charge.
You've got to give the guy enough room before he can see you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the oldest rule in the world. You've got to give him room to make his turn.
Harrison going to go to the bench. He is fouled out, so attrition now starting to take effect for the Hampton Bulldogs. And Strong at the line to shoot two more. First one's away. Good. 77-71. That one all but does it. Stranger things have happened, though. Another attempt coming from Grant. 14 seconds left. It's also good. He's hit a nice little stroke here in the last several shots from free throw. Timeout taken. We're going to stay on air for just a moment, talk about the action that's going to come up tomorrow. I'm going to try to bring it up real quick. I've got access to it here on the phone.
Well, our games for Clay County will be the same schedule as it is tonight.
Tonight it's like a regular season game.
Yes, at 6 and 7:30. The Lady Bulldogs taking on Cumberland County, Kentucky, the team out of Burkesville, and then the Bulldogs facing Bradley Central in the nightcap at 7:30. The earlier games, Daniel, I don't know.
It's going to be Joe Burns and Jackson County girls playing at 3 o'clock, and the Hampton and Jackson County boys, that should be an interesting matchup. They'll be playing at 4:30. Other games that took place today, Jackson County girls beat Cumberland County, Kentucky at 3 o'clock. At 4:30, it was Jackson County boys pulling out a close win over the Bradley Central boys. Clay County ladies won tonight over Joe Burns. And right now, with 14 seconds left, Clay County on the brink of a win against Hampton. 78-71 the score. Hampton going to be inbounding off to our right from their own baseline. They work it in to Hicks. Now McCurry, he's quickly down the other end. Hands off to Buckles. Inside to Burleson. Shot up. Good. And with 3 seconds and ticking, it's not going to help them any, though. This one's going to go final. Clay County, 78. Hampton, 73. What a quality matchup this was. In my opinion, neither team losers in this one. Both of them came to a Christmas tournament. They got an outstanding ball game that's going to make both squads better. The black, purple, and gold dogs know the winner, though. 78-73 over the blue dogs out of Hampton. Stay with us, by the way. We'll be right back.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Girls now move on to 7-2 on the season with their win tonight. And the boys move on to 7-2 after just defeating the Hampton Bulldogs 78-73. Hard-fought game. A great basketball game between two good teams. Now going to do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Thomas, good kick to you.
You know, what a pleasure it was to see this Class A Clash of the Titans game play out here at Christmas time, guys. And finally,
we had our starting five out there and got to play most of the
ball
game.
That's right, we did. Yep. And that was huge, I think.
Had a great rotation tonight in the ball game with everybody on the bench.
Yeah, but what a furious pace, especially in the first half, guys. It was back and forth, bucket for bucket. Clay County led 17-15. At the end of the first quarter, and then went on a run and went up about seven midway or early on in the second quarter before Hampton cut that back. And it was just kind of back and forth through that whole first half. Clay County ended it leading by eight, and we had a ball game going, didn't we, Coach?
Yes, we did.
And then in the third quarter, Clay County came out, and it was pretty even, 17-18. Hampton outscored them by one. They cut it to seven. Headed into the first quarter, the fourth quarter. Before that, the largest lead Clay County had, Daniel, was 11 points. They had that twice. So, you know, you said 15 or so. I didn't hardly remember that. This game was close.
That's the girl's game, I think.
It stayed figures.
Yeah. It stayed 11 or 12 points for quite some time. I talked about Hampton or Clay County kind of weathering the Hampton storm in the third quarter. Well, I was wrong. They got it as close as, I think, what was it?
We had
five or four down the stretch.
Had three at one time, I believe.
And it may have been a one-possession game on Buckles' three-pointer, now that I remember. And Grant Strong just kind of wheeled this team with his scoring at the free-throw line tonight. And, you know, Clay County just iced the game down the stretch from the free-throw line. And I thought they kind of proved they were the better team tonight overall. But Hampton is no slouch. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, Hampton is a talented, very talented ball club.
We took some of their players out of the game, I thought. You know, we saw somebody coming off the bench in lines to have to pick them up, and then Buckles down the stretch really closed the gap on Clay County. So I thought our defense, Eli Smith and Keaton Arms and some of those players, really affected some of these Hampton Bulldogs, didn't you, Coach?
Yes, we made some great defensive plays. We absolutely did. And, I think the ball game would never got real close. We got a little loosey-goosey a couple of times and made some bad passes, trying to get in too big a hurry when we had the good lead and kind of let them ease back up on us a little bit.
Just got to give Hampton credit. They were led by Caden Buckles after only scoring 3 points in the first half. He finished this ball game with 16. And then Morgan Lyons off the bench with 17. I'm sorry, Lyons led them with 17. And then Michael Harrison, three big three-pointers. He had 11 points tonight. So two bench players scoring in double figures. We talked about them having four guys on average scoring in double figures. Well, they've got guys sitting on the bench that can step up too, Coach.
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes you wonder maybe if those substitutes don't do that every night and come in and
right.
play some double-figure ball, maybe one of them every night.
Well, that depth of roster is why Hampton will make it to Murfreesboro again, brother.
That's right. Isaiah McCurry had 5 points for the Hampton Bulldogs. Dalton Holzclaw had 7. Logan Whitehead, 7. Connor Burleson, 8. And Hayden Campbell, a big 2 down the stretch. For Clay County, Bryce Bailey came off the bench, had a good night here, scored 7 points, 7 big points for Clay County. Jimmy Burchett had a bucket. Jeff Spivey, 13 tonight. Keaton Arms, 10. And then, of course, led by Mr. Basketball, Grant Strong, 46, which may be a season high for him, Coach. I'm not sure.
I believe it is this year.
Sounds like. And not far, you know, sits right up towards the top of a career high.
That's
you know,
right.
Not the career high, but right 49, up
there. I think, is
yeah.
what he had.
So he's right up there at the top of that. Folks, that was the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Bog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out how to do that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here for the final time tonight on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County big winners, 78-73, and this boys' action girls winners earlier in their contest against Joe Burns. Time now to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. We'll start first of all on the girls' side, where we are thrilled to announce that senior reserve Cherokee Upton garners the award of the TDS top performer on that side. A breakout performance for her, something that I hope Thomas builds confidence, something that I hope turns into a nightly thing to see her hitting down those three-pointers, and she did more than that, too.
Yes, she did. She played really well tonight, Daniel, and we knew coming into this game against, honestly, the best team in our sister district,
yeah.
the best team in on the other side of our region, without our top two scorers in Briley Virtue and Abby Head, somebody's going to have to step up.
Yeah.
Well, it was Cherokee Upton's time. Along with her senior teammate Zoe Hayes, and then, of course, Madison Hayes had another good game. But to me, it was all about Cherokee Upton's three-point shots early on. You know, Clay County went on a run after a back end. They were actually down by 7 in the first quarter when Upton buried her second three-pointer. And then throughout a 13-0 run, she made another one and also scored from the floor around the rim. And I saw her playing solid defense. I saw her doing more than shooting the ball. But once she saw one go through after honestly struggling a little bit to start the season, Daniel, I think you said she'd only made one from behind the arc until tonight. Tonight she made 4 3-pointers and finished with 16 points, which may be a career high. I'm not real sure. I think she scored maybe close to that in reserve action in her time. But tonight she got her first start of her senior season due to sickness and injury, and she made the most of it, and I'm proud of Cherokee Upton.
Absolutely. Did a great job. Moving on to boys' action. It's always one of those weird things because when we announce the TDS top performer for the boys, we could almost always give it to Grant Strong.
Of course.
And it's a very strange thing that when somebody scores 46, we went a different route tonight. But we did. And
we
saw something that this Bulldog team had desperately been missing, and that was the presence of Keaton Arms. This was his first full game of the season,
I agree. He played from start to finish.
He did. He looked healthy. Contest. You know, his foot looked good. He had foot injuries a couple months ago. He's dealt with some recent sickness. The young man's dealt with a lot, and that's just a fact. He's faced it all with great adversity, a lot of integrity, and he's battled through it. And we can see why we need him out here tonight, because he impacts the game in a lot of ways, other than just the point column.
Well, and what sold it to me, Daniel, for sure, yeah, Grant Strong, 46 tonight. He's going to do that night in and night out. But you said, would we have won this game tonight without Keaton Arms? Well, his 10 points, his rebounding, his defense, this was a five-point game, Daniel, a five-point final that we beat Hampton 78-73. So the answer is no. Without Keaton Arms on the floor and that performance he put up tonight, and it's not just about his double-figure scoring, it's about his presence. He makes those plays. He can handle the ball out on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He can take it off the dribble and attack the basket. He can get the rebounds and put them back. Keaton Arms is kind of the X factor for this team, and we've been without that X factor so far this season.
Well, I talked about it last year, even when he's a sophomore, and I'll mention it one more time, and we'll sign off here, get this thing wrapped up. But calm under pressure.
That's right.
You never see him get excited. He keeps that same facial expression, that same – you know, whatever you want to call it. He's just cool and calm and collected, and it's nice to see. Cherokee Upton and Keaton Arms, tonight's TDS top performers, and the top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So, until tomorrow, when we're going to be right here on top of the bleachers at Joe Sims Gym again, broadcasting the 6 o'clock girls tip, and then the boys' game to follow will probably come on air at 5:45, as we always do for the Carquest pregame show. So until then, for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.